Hey, what's poppin', everybody? It's Thursday. The Drew and Mike Show in the Deals in the D.com studios with Mark and Trudy and Brandon via Zoom. And today was a... seems like it's a good day now that the workout is over. But I liked working out. It was cool. I mean, it was like, oh my God, the gym's open!
Yeah!
Well, it normally would just be a normal thing. It just seems like... oh. To go to the gym means so much now.
I imagine it felt amazing, right?
It was pretty good. I mean, I feel hotter, for one thing. And they were, it seemed like they were doing a fairly good job. Every other machine was turned off. There were seven people in the giant, giant
gym. Wow, you owned that place.
Nice. Pretty much. They gave you a spray bottle when you walked in to spray off your after yourself. And I guess some were doing temperature checks. I didn't get a temperature check. But I thought LA Fitness did a good job, and it was nice to work out. Nobody was near me. I wore my mask. That's right. So there you go. I guess someday maybe people will be able to bowl again and go to movies.
Wait a sec. You can't bowl because I saw a post on Facebook by Tom Mazzaway for one of his bowling leagues.
Well, maybe, are they anticipating it? She didn't announce she could bowl yet, did she?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Really? I think she said she's watching gyms closely to help make the decision.
That's... come on.
Which is bullshit. What did she... let's see. What is she watching what's happening on college campuses? Because she doesn't say anything about that.
No, she's not watching that closely.
She doesn't seem to care about that. She also said that she agreed with the Big Ten's decision not to play. She didn't, it wasn't up to her. I mean, she didn't tell them they couldn't play, but she said she agreed with the decision, which I'm starting to just feel like if you're going to have a campus full of students, why are you so worried about football? It just seems insidious to me. And Brian Greasy was ragging the Big Ten today.
Shut up, Greasy.
What's he doing now?
Monday Night Football.
He is?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
He made it all about himself. He said the Big Ten... decided too soon, and that if he missed his senior year, he would not have been drafted in the third round. He wouldn't have been gone to Denver. He wouldn't have met his wife. He wouldn't have his kids. It could have been me.
Are you shitting me?
That's what he said.
Oh, my God.
And then Nebraska's president.
Like, that could have been me.
Nebraska's president today, Ted Carter, said the Big Ten's return to play committee is working on a plan for presidents to vote on. They have a return to play committee?
Mm-hmm.
I thought the decision was final.
No, a final for postponement. They've always called it a postponement.
I thought they said they canceled the season.
No, it's always been called a postponement. Remember, they were going to play in the
spring. Oh, like the Stones.
Yeah.
Are postponed.
Oh, no, but no, he's talking about playing in the fall. He's not talking about playing in the spring.
No, I know.
Nebraska guy. No, the Big Ten is not allowed to come back and say, hey, we always said we're going to play in October. What are you talking about?
Well, they're not going to anyway, so.
Ah, boy, I tell you, I don't know. I guess they won't. I don't know if they're going to be stubborn about it. But, you know, I think Michigan fans are probably rooting for the virus harder than ever now.
What do you mean? Why?
To embarrass the people that are playing.
Oh.
The Lions are Sunday.
Yep.
First game. But who's playing? Like, the Chiefs have a game?
Houston and Kansas City. Tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow
Thursday
night,
right. Yeah.
Thursday
okay.
night,
yeah. Oh, my
How's
God.
How's that going to go?
So out of it. There's a pro football game tomorrow night?
Football, Drew.
Yeah. Where have you been?
Oh, my God. Wow.
It's awesome.
And you heard about it from me.
That's pretty outrageous. Who the Lions play Sunday?
Chicago. And Mitch Trubisky is the starting quarterback. Nick Foles, they traded for that giant contract just so he can sit on the bench.
Is the game here?
I believe. Yeah. It's not?
What?
Bears are going to kick some ass. Yay!
I thought it was here.
I thought it was here.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Doesn't matter because there's no fans.
I know, you can't go.
Right. It is a home game, but Trubisky he's whooped the Lions' asses a lot, quite a bit in the past, so that's a bummer.
He's only beat us three times.
The good news is, I have Kenny Golladay on my fantasy team and I get to watch him all year long.
Yay. I turned down the opportunity to have a cardboard cutout of myself made. So that I
what?
Could
what?
The
Trudy? What are you doing?
You should have given it to me.
I missed the email.
Some people were telling me there was like $1,000.
Oh, really? Oh, shit.
Yeah, who offered you this opportunity?
It was from work, and I missed the email.
Could you still have it?
I don't know.
Have this offer?
Maybe. I don't know.
Can the podcast get one? Just put our logo in there.
That'd be great. We should all like sit in the same seat.
So stupid.
The crowded picture. Yeah. Tarek Black, by the way, is starting at wideout for University of Texas just to rub it in to Michigan.
Why is that rubbing it in?
Because he's playing and they aren't. Well, and he's starting.
But he left anyway.
Well, I know, but he's probably going, yeah, so, yeah.
What do you want? What do you want? Oh no! I can't believe he gets to play. I'm supposed to cry about it?
No, I know what you're doing. You're going, hey, you're going to get coronavirus and die!
No, he'll break his foot again.
See, you're not rooting for him.
I hope
he, like Tarek Black.
I hope he catches 100 balls and 50
touchdowns. No, you don't.
I really...
No, you don't. I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Why? Why do I care?
I think you do.
Okay. I don't, but all right.
I don't know what this fight's about, but it's funny.
He played for Michigan, okay. And he left, and now he's playing.
I don't believe that.
And
exactly.
Now he's playing in Texas, please. And he's starting. And Drew wants me to be mad about it.
Okay.
I know you're mad about it.
Yeah, I'm furious.
Yeah, but
did you hear in my voice how angry
Michigan
I am?
People with the red ass right now hearing it? I am sorry. And I don't like it when guys leave my school and go star somewhere else. It just doesn't happen very often.
Good for them, man. I hope they all do well.
Water is everywhere in your house, leaky sink, washing machines, dishwashers, the fridge. Watch out for water in your home, not just floods, but watch for those too. Emergency Response Services Incorporated will help you, and also for mold. If mold is a problem, you don't want to tackle that by yourself. Call 877-JOB-DONE or visit 877-JOB-DONE.com, Emergency Response Services Incorporated. And then, let's see, is the good Dr. Yaldo on the schedule today?
Mm-hmm.
He is, yeah. It's been an exciting return. Is it really an exciting return? Maybe they felt like I did walking to the gym.
I'm sure for him it's an exciting return.
He got to get his hands on eyes again. That's...
Yeah, he's making people see 20/20 and better with the topography guided LASIK, the most precise in the world, and $1,500 off. That's how excited they are. I want you to get in there. And not only that, they give you an additional half off if you bring a friend.
Huh.
So you could pay for yourself with the friend, the $1,500 off, and then all the money you save on eye exams and all the contact lenses and glasses and all that crap. So, and you can go for multifocal lens implants too. So there you go. Call 1-800-398-EYES for free evaluation with Dr. Yaldo, or go to yelloweyecenter.com and tell him you want that $1,500 off, the Drew and Mike discount. So there. Borat 2 was announced today.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people thought that perhaps it was coming because there was that leaked footage of someone just driving down the road and they saw Sacha Baron Cohen all in Borat gear, and he was driving that car and everything. But you didn't know if it was just a clip he was doing, if it was something for the web. But apparently he's shopping Borat 2.
Yep.
The crazy thing is that he's done with the movie already.
Yeah, shot, yeah. Screened.
And the only thing we saw was him riding in a car. It was kept that quiet.
That is impressive. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't even know who's paying for it. They don't even know who financed it.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Well, maybe he did.
And now he's trying to sell it.
And since it did $262 million, the first one, he should probably do okay.
I love USA! Do you love USA?
And there was, of course, all kinds of movie news today. The Academy of Motion Pictures announced it's limiting Best Picture nominees to those that meet certain requirements that encourage equitable representation on and off screen. Why? Everyone I hear ever talking about this in Hollywood is so pro-diversity and so pro-everything and everybody, why would they have to make rules? Because remember like 3 years ago, everybody's going, I will not do a movie unless there's an inclusivity rider.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they have to make rules? Why do they have to enforce things to win them the Best Picture Oscar? Wouldn't you think if everyone really felt that way, it would just happen?
Yeah, for sure. Right, they would just be doing it.
So what's the problem?
When you make hard and fast rules like this, it kind of defeats the point of having diversity and inclusion in the movies.
Well, Fran McDormand...
It's kind of like you'll find out in that TMZ article, there's a thing where it's like, okay, so if we don't do this, then we're bad. But if we do do it, then we're only doing it because we're being forced to do it.
Frances McDormand said she regrets asking for inclusion riders in her winning speech a couple years ago because she said it's just not really the way to go into a movie, I guess.
Huh. Yeah, well, it's not about diversity. It's about, you know, having a checklist so you can get nominated for an Oscar.
Oh, I thought it was about telling a story. Let's see.
Yeah, about entertaining people. Which, to that point, has anybody seen the new trailer for Dune?
Oh, really? I saw the memes about it.
Holy shit, does it look awesome!
Whoa. What is Dune?
A sci-fi thing. So
what is Dune?
Might not be into it.
Frank Herbert. Dune?
I don't know.
He hasn't seen Star Wars. You think he's going to see Dune?
It's a series. It was pretty heady.
Day one of, I think it's David Lynch, right? Did the original one in the mid-80s.
Was Sting in that?
He was, yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Kyle MacLachlan's
I remember it. It wasn't Spice. Really probably my cup of tea.
The spice
the worst.
Yeah. It couldn't have been that spice good if worms. Sting was in it.
Oh, there's a really cool song in the trailer. They redid Eclipse by...
Oh, that's right, Pink Floyd.
Did you see it?
Yeah. No, oh. I saw it. Yeah, that's what they were talking
about. Oh,
that's
why Pink Floyd was trending today.
Oh, they were?
Yeah,
yes. I'm learning everything.
You should just play it just to hear the version of it. I mean,
who's doing it?
I don't know. I have no idea. I didn't bother looking at it. I just thought that was sweet. And I watched the trailer twice for no reason.
It's really a three-minute trailer?
Wow.
What's doing, man? The movie's probably 8 hours long. You can talk over it. It's going to take a while.
Boring.
There's something awakening in my mind. I can't control it.
It sounds heavy.
What did you see?
Number one trending on YouTube right now, man.
There's a crusade coming.
Why do you talk that?
Whoa.
Do you often dream things that happen just as you dream them?
No one knows what that means, but it sounds cool. I'll let you know when the song comes on. Carry on.
Remove your hand from the box. And you die.
What's in the box?
Pain. Yeah! Are you pumped up yet, Drew, for Dune?
It's fun to look at. I mean, visually.
It's badass, man. Joe Flores on Facebook wants to know if Sting's in this one.
Well, why wouldn't he be? The last one did well, didn't it?
Yeah, it's a classic.
My father rules an entire planet. He's losing it.
Brandon, so heavy.
Brandon, it is really heavy.
You can jump forward to the Pink Floyd cover.
When is
right
that
here,
coming?
That's about
this
right.
This trailer is just too long, isn't it?
Ooh, cool.
How haunting is that?
One day, the legend will be born.
Whoa!
All of civilization depends on it.
The future. I can see it.
Are you bummed because there's no electricity?
Well, naturally, that's a problem. I didn't even know that.
Well, I think, isn't everything powered by spice?
Yeah.
I see things flying around.
Well, wait,
something's powering them.
You ready for the big monster?
My Lord Duke.
Where the fear is gone.
I mean, I'm not fussy. If there's power, there's power.
Oh, here it comes. Heads up.
Go, go, go!
So,
I got worms.
Wait, how's that guy outrun that?
It's a slow sand monster. Look at it! Wow, it looks like a butthole.
It does. That's my favorite Pink Floyd button.
I feel like I just watched the whole movie.
Oh, right. I'm telling you, I bet you that movie's probably 4 hours long.
I started reading these series, and it was so heady, I could never have predicted.
It's got Josh Brolin, Dave Bautista, Zendaya.
Oh.
I know, the cast.
I like that cast.
Zendaya?
Yeah.
Wait.
Zendaya, Javier Bardem, Jason Momoa.
Oh my God. Yeah. Whoa, hot.
I didn't see Sting on there.
You didn't mention Timothy Chalamet.
I don't know who that is.
He's the star.
Skinny, scraggly dude.
Anyway, the Hollywood thing, whatever. I really do not understand why they have to constantly be talking about this, constantly, creating new standards and inclusion writers. And now we have this thing where they can't be best picture unless. So it's best picture with the right combination of people. It's not best picture anymore. They should change the name. Best picture with the right inclusive ingredients. With the best inclusivity.
But they can't support a system that's been like it has for so many years and then all of a sudden go, oh, but we're woke.
Well, it's a checklist.
Now
but they've been
woke
the whole time. They've been telling us what to think and do. So why can't they do it for themselves? That's what I don't understand. I'm not saying, you know, they shouldn't do it, but why don't you just fucking do it and stop talking about it?
Yeah, sure. Why doesn't everybody just do
it? That's what they're doing. They're making, movies do it.
Well, but they shouldn't have to be made to do it. If they're they're constantly lecturing us on how to think and how to act and all this, couldn't they do it themselves and prove that it can be done? Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, I agree.
And it's going to take them 5 years to do it. They're not even asking them to do it until 2025.
Wait, now what? I don't get that. What's the lag?
I don't know.
Have you seen the checklist of the things that are in these?
Yeah, it's just...
It's insane.
They have to meet 2 of 4 categories. I mean, just to even get into this is so stupid.
Maybe they're waiting for Harry and Meghan to take the lead on that.
Ugh. I read a long piece on those dolts today. let's see. The co-CEO of Netflix, Reed Hastings, was talking about it. And, oh my God, is he full of shit. He says... they will produce the site's most viewed content in 2021. I'm so excited about it. It's going to be epic entertainment. What do these two people know that Steven Spielberg doesn't know? That, I mean, all these other great content creators don't know? Really? Harry and Meghan? They're going to be that good? So sitting, she was not a content creator before, but sitting on that APW apparently injected great ideas into Meghan Markle all of a sudden, even though Harry had none. Harry and Meghan have developed a great eye for stories. And he said they'll be producers rather than on-screen talent. They've never produced anything.
Based on what? Why do they have a good
eye? I don't know. I have not. Mark, I honestly have no idea. This guy went on and on and on. Children's shows, documentaries, feature films, scripted series. Nobody does all those things well. Who can you think of that does children's shows, documentaries, feature films, and scripted series all well?
Mr. Rogers.
The Jim Henson.
Well, but J.J. Abrams,
what are Mr. Rogers?
A lot of opportunities.
J.J. Abrams, that's a good one.
He does a children's show?
Yeah.
He does?
Uh-huh.
Documentaries?
Lovecraft Country.
Okay, so there's one guy.
Let your kids watch it.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then, you know, this whole list of demands for their speaking events. What the? I can't. I mean, I'm almost inclined to start a boycott. I hate these people so much. Who? How dare they?
I really thought you had boycotted.
Oh, no,
them.
It's not a real boycott.
Oh, of Netflix.
It's not an official boycott. Not yet.
Brian on Facebook says their first production will be a Meghan biopic. Or is it biopic, Brandon?
Yeah. I don't know.
I would not disagree. No, that's a Harry biopic.
If they weren't behind it, I would watch it. Like, if somebody else was doing it on them, I would watch it just to see how stupid it was.
Maybe that's what they're counting on.
That'll be revisionist history.
Well, so yeah, there's
a documentary about the making of Suits. That's great.
There was a lot of entertainment news today.
To Sussex. It'll be she's just gonna. It'll be the whole thing about her opening up suitcases to sitting on that red wiener. Yeah.
Well, the red wiener, the magic red wiener. There's your first story. The magic red wiener. Look what it does.
It should just be a sex tape of them, which would be really awkward.
The magic red wiener that injected all these great ideas into Meghan Markle.
That's the children's.
All the shows bomb. They have one left, and they just we just got to do a sex tape. It's the only way to revive this whole project.
Well, that's great.
There was also... there was music news today. Tekashi 6ix9ine is on the Logan Paul podcast.
Oh, God.
That was big news. I guess it is big news, you know, for those who...
It's kind of a clusterfuck of terrible people.
It is, and Brandon, you were right. I watched a little bit of it. There's nothing to see there. It's just... By the way, does he say, do you know what I mean enough? He says, do you know what I mean? Every sentence.
Impulsive is the name of the show. Very, very... Very clever name.
It doesn't rank that far ahead of us, by the way. Just saying.
He doesn't really do too much. He more or less has a host who does everything, and then he's just kind of there with his name on it because he's a big deal to these children. So he gets...
they are children.
Yeah, Tekashi 6ix9ine on the program, which I guess is a huge get.
Yeah,
and
it is.
I tried to listen to it for the sake of the show. I wanted to maybe get some clips from it and just, hey, this
does
is...
Does this do anything?
Oh boy, it was just nothing but rambling. I couldn't even take it.
You know what? It's hard to take. And you know, I knew I was in for this, and I only watched about 2 minutes, and I didn't torture myself anymore. Is that he is so not humble for someone who faced 47 years in prison? And I so wish that they had not given him a break. He's such a fucking asshole. And he gets out, and all he's bitching about is that, oh, I'm getting cheated out of this by Apple Music. I'm getting cheated out of this by Spotify. And, you know, they're all out to cheat him. Mm-hmm. Really. Seems to me you're the guy cheating everybody.
Right.
What an
cheated
asshole.
Prison.
Well, so, what he's upset about is when you go to Spotify, his name's not automatically popping up, and he wants it to be. And so he says everybody's out to get him. And everybody's holding him back.
Yeah, the guy that videotapes crime after crime after crime committed by him and his pals. And everyone's out to get him.
Can we fast forward past him?
Yeah. Yes.
At least.
We can fast forward to the Gorillaz, who put out a song today called Strange Times with Robert Smith of The Cure.
Oh, cool.
Which I was excited about. I love The Cure. And The Cure... it's not my favorite song.
I love The Gorillaz.
That means you don't like it.
The video... Well, I only heard it once. The video was very interesting, which is a strange thing for me to say. The Cure's first album in 12 years.
It's a Gorillaz video.
Yeah.
Animated.
It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And their album is out October 23rd. Elton John is on something, Beck is on something, and Robert Smith is on this song out today. So that was pretty cool.
Huh.
And other news, entertainment news, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. No, Bill Clinton's podcast is coming out. Built on his gift for storytelling.
Oh, you know what that means.
Stories.
I know, it'll be horrible.
It'll be 8 hours long.
Blah, 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 blah.
Will he take calls? Like, can we call in and go, tell the story of the blue dress? Come on, Bill.
I forgot.
Grandpa.
He had a previous one with Chelsea.
Oh, God.
And they're like, he had guests like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Surgeon General.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God, how boring. And Hillary Clinton's podcast launches this year, too.
Great. Wait, why can't they do one together?
Well, I wonder.
I wonder if she'll get her sound right.
Turn down your gain, Hillary. What are you saying? You're way too loud on the board.
Wow, you do both of them, Mark.
I can't hear myself think. And Rolling Stones have launched a retail store in London.
Oh, just like Kiss. Cool.
Number 9 Carnaby Square or Carnaby Street is.
Carnaby Street. That's where all the swinging 60s took place.
Oh, it looks cool as hell.
I know. I'd love to be there right now.
And David Coverdale got his his business operated on. He had a hernia, a groin pull.
David Coverdale?
Yeah.
Did he really?
So he's had it for like months and months, and today he released on Twitter, finally, he got his bits operated on. So he's excited about that.
This morning on GMA, they had a story about poor Paris Hilton, whose documentary is coming out. This is Paris.
Oh, God.
About other horrible... I mean, everyone has been so mean to her. Wouldn't you start to wonder, is there something wrong with me? Why does everyone hate me? Why is everyone always abusing me and mistreating me? I mean, isn't there kind of a
No one ever did. She mistreated more people than mistreated her.
Well, the idea that...
Isn't she?
People should feel sorry for Paris Hilton is a little hard to digest.
Why?
She starts out, maybe we should just watch the GMA story, because honestly, I'm fascinated hearing her talk, because she says she says the word like so often, no matter what she's talking about or who she's talking to. Mm-hmm. 7:35 on GMA this morning.
Okay. She was mean to everybody. And by the way,
they didn't
like her on Saturday Night Live, too. They thought Tina Fey thought she was a bitch.
Oh, did she?
And she left big hanks of her hair everywhere.
You know, that says a lot to me.
Hey, guys, she was just playing a character.
Oh, right. Sorry.
She complains about being stripped nude and put in isolation at her boarding school.
They were mean to her at school.
Didn't have to swim nude, though. I had to swim nude. Bigger victim?
That sounds terrible. That boarding school, is she the only one that boarding school did that to, or do they do it to other students?
Allegedly, they did it to other people.
So where are their documentaries?
Yeah.
See if you can cue that up at 7:35, and I will mention Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInAD.com. They're doing it again. Got the 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn 4x4s as low as $188 a month. The 2020 loaded Jeep Compass lease at just $155 a month. Then they got the 2020 Jeep... Cheap Cherokee Trailhawk four-wheel drive as low as $249 a month. And then the Wrangler, Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, has the largest Wrangler inventory in the state. And it's a good time to order your badass Wrangler exactly the way you want it from Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and go to dealsnad.com and see all the details. By the way, Thad Zot was on Fox too.
He was?
He was.
That was a hilarious story, by the way.
It was funny. It's about how they can't get the smell of weed out of cars.
Yeah,
people are smoking so much weed in their cars now. And they talked to two guys. One was from GM, and the other one was Thad. And it's funny because both of them, you know, if you saw that story 20 years ago, it would have been, you would not have heard nearly as much slang. GM was like, I just want to smoke a J. Or just funny.
Didn't
they just
smells like a skunk in here, man.
Thad had a little. He just had a little grin on his face, didn't he?
He did. I thought it was really funny, especially because a lot of these people were turning in their cars, going, but weed's legal. What are you talking about? And I don't care. And they're using all these bombs to try to, you know, take the smell out of it. But
yeah,
sometimes
three
it doesn't
bombs
come out, and that really depreciates the value of the car.
Three bombs on one car, and it still smelled like weed. I wonder whose car that was.
No, so wait, who's renting these cars? They're rented from the...
Well, they're leased, rented, they're whatever. Leased, I mean,
you're not they're leases.
They
so
get cars back all the
there
time.
There is an agreement that you have to sign.
You can't smoke cigarettes or pot in the car.
Yeah, it doesn't specify weed, but...
But he said that weed is harder to get out than anything.
Oh, yeah, it's resinous.
But do
because
people
it's oil, yeah, he's like the oil-based stuff.
Do people smoke tobacco cigarettes in the car?
No, probably do, yeah. Mm-hmm. I would imagine.
Then you've broken your lease.
Right.
Yeah.
And the same.
You got to pay for it.
But he actually suggested that in some cases that weed smell can be so hopeless and futile to get out.
Just sell that car to
Maz. It reduces the value of the car.
I hear they got good weed these days. Yeah.
Or you
got
to sell it to a stoner.
Sticky.
You got to put a stoner in it or forget it.
Yeah. Well, there's a market for that.
There is.
That's what I was thinking the entire time, Trudy. I thought that some kid's going to go for a used car. He's going to open up and go... All right, man, this car's mean.
I'll fit in wonderfully in this car. Or he's going to use that
perfect fit.
He's going to use that excuse to his parents when they bust him. Like,
oh, perfect.
It's yeah, rental.
Yeah, or the police.
Exactly.
I don't know, car came with
this.
I want to mention the Royal Oak Downtown Development Authority and, of course, those Royal Oak Bucks, which will spend, I think for most people, they go through the middle of October. So if you haven't spent your Royal Oak Bucks, the 20 bucks you got, going to visit royaloak.com. Spend them in the next month or so because they're still out there and there's some more contests coming and more Royal Oak Bucks and also some news on other things. And the Lyft deal is still in effect. $10 off your Lyft rides into Royal Oak, $10 off going home if you use the code GO2RO, G-O-2-R-O. So there you have it. Visit royaloak.com and thanks to Downtown Development Authority. And it's been really good. Yesterday, I think they had 60 people, which is the lowest I've seen in a long, long time. But yesterday was a rotten day. It was like the worst bad. It was the first really bad day we've had in a long time.
Yeah, it's cold today, so it'll be warmer this weekend. It'll be popping there.
Pouring rain yesterday, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a bad day.
I
was
How surprised, big is your city?
I was surprised 60 people would drop in and spend the Royal Oak Bucks.
Don't ignore the count.
How big is your city?
He wants to know.
Hall Financial... The sponsors of the Hall Financial Hotline, which reminds me, we have possibly a call to make. Do we want to call the store where the woman tried out the vibrator?
Oh,
wasn't that the phone number you had, Brandon?
Yeah.
That is a legit phone number of their novelty store. Yes, a woman did go into a Florida sex shop and, well, she grabbed
on the outside of her clothing?
Ouch.
No, I got a couple social security numbers too.
I don't know.
She grabbed a toy and went around the corner of the building. Like she was still inside the building. And,
what a creep.
Had she bought it? She didn't buy it, did she?
Oh. No, maybe she just wanted to test it out.
Test drive it, yep.
It's not appropriate.
It was pretty vulgar in description.
Not appropriate.
The workers walked into the room, and she was nude on a chair with her feet on a desk and using said toy until the police came.
Wait, was she in the dressing room?
It sounded like maybe like a little office room to the right or something. That's what confused me. Why was there another room in this novelty store?
I don't have a computer, so I don't know.
Well, this place would be open, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, they're open until 1 a.m. tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, let me finish the read. You want to start dialing them up. Hall Financial wants you to know mortgage rates are at a new all-time low. That's why so many people are refinancing right now. My God, if you're over 3.5, it is easily worth a try. Lower your monthly payments, put money in your pocket, and you might get to skip a couple payments, too. And the low rates mean value if you're on the market for that new home. Hall Financial Service is the fastest in the business, averages 19 days. Don't fuck the average up. Get your mortgage in half the time of their competitors. And virtual appraisals can be done without anybody setting foot inside your home. So make money by saving money. Live how you want. Hall Financial will help you do that. Call 248-308-5000 or go to davidhallmortgage.com/drewandmike. Or click the link on our website. Fill out the online form. NMLS number 1467435 or Hall Financial.
Yeah. Ready?
Okay.
Right on.
What's this lady's name, Brandon?
You know,
just say.
I can only find her last name right now.
Oh, we have Facebook, by the way?
Yes.
Teresa Stanley is her name. She's 13 years old.
We're on Facebook when I don't know?
Because I control it.
How does Trudy know?
Yes, I'm watching it.
Hi, I'm this is the Drew and Mike Show calling from Detroit. We called to see there was a story going around that somebody actually tried to sample a vibrator in your lovely store without purchasing it. Is that true?
We have no comment available at this time.
Okay, so she did. Oh. Sounds like
we have no comment. Have a good day.
Has it been removed from inventory?
I figured that was the response we'd get. You never know when you get the loose.
I would think an adult store would have a little sense of humor about it.
Yeah.
I'll call back and find out the things that they feature, like see if you can work up to. Like, do you have...
Well, what was it? Well, you should find out what that vibrator was. I mean, obviously, it's irresistible.
Do you have... You know,
so the woman disappeared into a stock room, sat on an office chair with a foot on the table. She grabbed a
pink-colored stock room
phallus-shaped sex toy, and she used it until the police showed up. And that's when she stopped. She dropped it. Yeah.
Are you trying the Social Security number, people?
I'm calling her back one more time.
Okay. This song.
What's the name of this? Calling Lionsden. How can I help you?
I just want to know, what is the vibrator that the woman couldn't resist that she used in the store? What kind of vibrator? Hello? Yellow? Hey,
boy. Okay.
Okay, not much of a sense of humor out there.
Nice customer store. Service, too.
A little more to say than that.
Maybe the Lionsden's getting.
They're going to be that serious about adult toys. Go ahead.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that it was the Beauty Molly Superior Dildo with Suction Cup. But that was just a guess.
Gross.
Okay, is this Social Security number? Someone's, two people contacted me about their SSN being suspended.
This is a local area code, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Well, it's probably their friend.
Yeah, this does seem like bullshit. Mm-hmm. The local number? That seems impossible.
Hello, you reached the voicemail of...
Huh?
Yeah, it's probably their buddy's number. You were taken.
Yeah, I guess so.
Now you got
a plug. I think somebody sent that in on DM. I just scratched down. What was the air code?
586.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, I'll bleep that. I'm looking at that dude right now. He doesn't look like a scam artist.
That's what he wants you to think.
Big kitty.
I miss talking to them all the time.
Please leave your message for...
What?
Chris.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to have to end the Social Security number program.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Too many jokers.
You clowns.
Just ruined it for everyone.
Thank you very much.
Hey, did you guys see there's going to be a hotel room in L.A. that's, like, devoted to whiskey?
Whiskey?
It's the Whiskey Hotel in L.A. And they got, like, a whiskey fountain in the lobby.
Oh, well, that's a
imagine
waste,
with their,
a waste of whiskey.
I know.
A whiskey fountain? Really? That's kind of cool. I mean, that's living up to the to the claims, at least.
I can see Johnny Depp staying there.
I know, face down in it all the time. Or some of the, you know, homeless who live on the streets. It's like, stay at the Whiskey Hotel.
My safe word will be whiskey.
What was that?
Whiskey.
Do you mean whiskey?
What?
You're saying it weird.
Saying what weird?
All of it.
Where do you get off?
I just don't get why you're saying it that way.
Why I'm saying what way?
Forget it.
I will. I will forget it.
What a great scene.
Are people staying in hotels now? Does that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only the homeless.
Because New York has those three really nice hotels are mostly homeless people.
Not anymore.
So I figured, no?
No, he moved them all out.
Some of them are.
They, you know, yesterday Cuomo said no indoor dining in New York. Not going to allow it.
Yeah, the only city in the world.
And today, today he said, yeah, maybe we will. September 30th, 25%. I want to know what restaurant can live on 25% capacity. That's pretty tough because I know we're operating at 50. By the way, I don't think there have been a lot of problems around here with restaurants.
No, you can. I mean, a lot of fear because of what happened at Harper's, you know, the
bar. That's a bar.
Sure.
In a college town.
Stuff downtown, though, has closed in Detroit.
Well, business. I mean, yeah, they've closed.
Yeah.
I mean, they've lost their ass, basically. Lost. Yeah, a lot of business. Well, a lot of businesses have. No, it's terrible. You know, fortunately, in the area where we are, Mesa, it's been really good. People have been, I mean, they've worked so hard to keep it that way.
See how good it's going to get with all this less competition now. In a way.
If you are a restaurant, though, you want people coming to the area, whatever the area is.
I'm being half facetious.
And plus, you know, when people sometimes who really aren't that put out act so put out, I feel really bad for the people who have put their lives into something and they're basically shut down and they have no hope. And, you know, the thing today at the health club that I think pisses me off is this idea that, boy, we just aren't smart enough to know what to do if we go into a health club. We go all these other places, and somehow we figure it out. But, no, we can't figure it out in a health club or a bowling alley or a movie theater. I just don't get – honestly, I don't get it. And we trust I feel like I'm picking on college kids. We trust college kids to go to campus and behave themselves, but we don't trust people to go to a bowling alley. Adults.
Yeah. It's just so unevenly – you know, applied all of these different
it really
rules.
Is.
They don't. They, it's like they. No one figured out the science of it or anything. It's just arbitrary.
You know what it is? It seems that all these things. It seems like we make privileges greater than they already were.
What do you mean?
Well, because there's winners, people who are sacred cows like casinos because they provide so many tax dollars in Detroit, so they become a bigger sacred cow.
Right. Yeah. Has anybody been to the casino?
Charlie.
Yeah, LaDuff went.
Oh.
But he was investigating, not gambling.
Why bother going then?
Really?
Amen. And somebody sent me an email today about they're all wrapped up in this Sturgis thing, which is, the Sturgis thing is utterly mind-boggling. 266,000 cases of coronavirus.
God.
And I was, you know,
slobber on each other.
Honestly, I was thinking about it. I'm like, how do they even know that? How could you track that many cases that fast? Because have you ever heard of anyone getting coronavirus at a protest?
Like anyone can even know that?
No,
I've never heard it. As far as I know, there's zero cases from any protests,
but
there's 266,000 from one event.
Norman Kane.
They did it the way they did it with seeing who stayed home here by analyzing anonymous cell phone data and data of the cell phones that move around.
No. You mean to tell me that no one that went to a protest got the coronavirus? No one. No one had it, got it, spread it.
Sure they did.
I mean, of course they did. You've got crowds crammed together screaming. Of course they did. But, you know, I know New York wasn't contact tracing, and I don't know what anybody else is doing. And I'm not a fan of Sturgis by any means, but somebody sent me an email, and I'm trying to think what the complaint was.
I don't know why both can't be worrisome.
Of course they are. No, I'm not saying one is more worrisome than the other, but again, we're talking about, you know, people saying that, well, it's not a threat to your health because racism is more of a threat to your health than the coronavirus. So go ahead. I mean, Fauci said that. All kinds of people said that. Gretchen Whitmer said it. She was at a protest. But I'm trying to find this email on Sturgis. I don't remember why this guy was complaining. Let's see, is it Adam? Okay. The Sturgis rally article is complete bullshit, all based on modeling projections, not hard data. Now, I don't know why he knows that, if he knows what he's talking about.
You can read the whole papers out there.
I'm not going to read the whole paper. but I did start looking at the states. I looked at North and South Dakota. I'm like, why is no one dying in either one of these states? They have the states that they were referencing were North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, which have less than 1,000 cases a day right now. So I'm trying to figure out where these 266,000, which was 19% of the cases in August, where they were. And I'm not saying they're not anywhere. I just don't. It just doesn't make sense to me. But I'm not an expert on it, and I don't claim to be, and I don't know that Adam is.
So, Mark, they contact trace them back to wherever they came from cell phones?
And I assume that's Adam's problem. It's not really...
How do you contact trace 470,000 people? They really contact traced 470,000 people?
They track your cell phone. Everyone has one on them.
But, I mean, that...
Well, that's...
That's just an incredible project. I mean, really?
Well, Google, how many people do they eavesdrop on every day?
What I was saying is they don't contact trace them. Based on anonymized cell phone data where they, you know, look at pings from non-residents and foot traffic that went into bars and restaurants. And
like anyone can even know that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like they track your cell phone when you're a fugitive.
And these people all, well, anyway, regardless, I don't even want to know the methodology. The whole thing just is so... crazy. I mean, from the event to all this. And then the thing, honestly, it's one of those weird stories where you look at the story, which is 266,000 people. Holy fuck. Meanwhile, I'm going, wait a second. They say this cost the country $12.2 billion. The medical aspect cost $12.2 billion. $26,000 per person that went to Sturgis. Now, seems to me somebody's ripping somebody off if that cost $26,000 per person. That's per person, and 200,000 people didn't get coronavirus.
What's that pay for?
I don't know. I mean, does that mean a lot of these people were hospitalized? And
It's based on the regular statistical value of a COVID-19 case estimated by two people in 2020.
Really? That's all it costs is $26,000 because I'm
per case.
Like you'd get a.
I don't know that many people have had coronavirus, but I didn't know they had $26,000. No, actually, it'd be $50,000 because half the people didn't get it. So the average coronavirus case costs $50,000. That seems kind of crazy to me.
Wait, what's $12.2 billion divided by a quarter of a million?
Oh, my God. Dave Count,
it's
David
about
Wim.
It's about less. Well, if it's $26,000 per person, but almost half the people didn't get coronavirus, and they said it's $26,000 per person that attended Sturgis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, I don't know. Seemed crazy to me. I mean, the amount of money seemed crazy. I mean, the whole story is like, what? But...
While we note that the estimate captures the full cost of infections due to the Sturgis rally and is an overestimate of externality costs because the number includes COVID-19 infections to individuals who attended the rally and may have internalized private health risks, we nonetheless conclude local and national contagion from this event was substantial.
So, what in the hell are you talking about?
So they're saying worst case scenario is 12.2, but let's say it's a quarter of that. That's still a shitload of money in my mind, and I don't know if it justifies having.
Well, you know what they were saying today was that, and now since the Sturgis rally, South Dakota and North Dakota are two of the biggest hot zones or hotter zones, mm-hmm. And I look at the data today is like 160 cases, 130 cases in North and South Dakota. I guess they're a lot higher than they were.
Yeah,
because they were 30 or 40 a day, maybe.
Big empty states, right?
But you're talking about, you know, not that many cases. But where did these cases go? And God, you know, if it's 19%, it seems like somebody would be in a lot of trouble. I mean,
he's in trouble.
If this one event
because no one cares about coronavirus in the country anymore.
Well, some people do. I mean, absolutely. A lot of people do. If some one event caused 20% of the cases in the month of August, wouldn't you think some entity would be trying to do something, whether it's someone suing or a class action suit against? I mean, I just would not think people would sit idly by that. If indeed it's true. And you know, I just don't know enough about it. I mean, that number. And I still was trying. I was like, what state picked up all these cases? Because, you know, you'd think you'd see a giant rise somewhere. Not 100.
Well, everybody from the U.S. goes to that rally.
Maybe
I'm just wondering how many people were the ones that crammed the building to see Smash Mouth. Because you got there's not that many of the bikers went into the concerts. Not everyone did.
Isn't that a weird band for that event, that particular event?
Absolutely.
Smash Mouth at Sturgis? Yeah,
38 Special made a lot of sense. Now, I could see 38 Special cramming 15,000 people into a building at Sturgis. In fact, did they play inside?
You know what? I don't know. I actually thought Smash Mouth played outside.
Yeah, you'd think it'd be an outdoor show. Okay. Remember Aerosmith did that show one year?
They did in Milwaukee, didn't they?
They did Sturgis, too.
Did Sturgis, too?
That's where, I think that's where Steven Tyler fell off the stage or something, where he was like, it was one of his relapses.
Yikes.
Oh, yeah. When he started. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's the country's average, though, is below 40,000, 37,600 cases a week, which still sounds like a shit ton. Less than, let's see, what was the deaths number? 700 a day or 720 a day? I mean, that's down.
Cool. Everything's great.
Iowa and South, well, it's better. Iowa and South Dakota on decline. And
that's how we're judging it now, better than what it was.
Well, I mean, if you have 75,000 cases, I feel a lot better with 37,000 cases.
This country has totally failed at maintaining COVID. Failed.
I'm not judging whether we failed or not. I'm just saying it's better than it was, at least.
It was fucking terrible.
It wasn't very good.
We're no New Zealand.
Yeah, but New Zealand has the advantage of geography.
Being far away.
Yeah, and being an island. We have the disadvantage of, you know, being individuals that do whatever we want. I'm not saying that as a negative. That's the mindset of this country.
I wonder what happens when it's suddenly cold weather and people are inside.
Well, that's a fear.
What are people going to do?
There's a lot
the
of
UK has a problem now. The UK. Did you see the UK said no more than six people gathering anywhere?
Yep.
Anywhere.
It's the law. It's a law.
Yep.
In the UK
that
now.
Is, that's quite something. How much are their cases up? Do you know? Offhand?
I don't know. No. Dude, enough.
Can they still take the tube there? Can you still ride that? Isn't that their main transportation?
You could. The UK was all full speed ahead about a month ago.
Oops. Huh.
And they were doing great. And I looked at a few countries today, you know, on the Worldometer, and a lot of countries are doing really well, but there are a number of places when it's going back up again.
It's really interesting, though, because, you know, the fear of the flu at the same time as COVID.
And there's get my flu shot.
And there's some hope that people, you know, if you're wearing masks, you're socially distancing, you're going to lessen the flu. And they looked at Australia, because that's what our flu vaccine is based on, different hemisphere. Mm-hmm. And Australia has seen a massive drop in flu infections this year because of that fact, they think.
Oh, cool.
We wear masks during flu season, too.
I got to tell you. And you can call me a pussy if you want. Anybody can't.
But pussy?
I don't think I might wear a mask next fall if COVID's gone and the flu's around. Because I don't want to get the fucking flu.
I like wearing a mask because you don't have to wear lipstick all the time then.
Pussy.
Plus, you don't have to talk to people.
I wasn't really fond of wearing
masks. She said he's a pussy.
I don't like wearing them either.
Working out, it was really kind of a drag, I got to say. But other than that, I don't really care.
Well, I wouldn't want to work out in a mask. But as far as going to a store.
Yeah, I just keep a couple masks in the car. And then when I'm out. But it's, you know, what's really weird is
would you wear it next fall? Say COVID, there's a vaccine for COVID. We pretty much eradicate it. Would you wear one?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't. But you know what? It might make me do if I'm really sick and I need to go somewhere. It might make me want to wear a mask if I have to be out.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I would do that. I don't want people getting sick from me.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Hey, by the way, speaking of masks, Soul of Detroit masks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're huge.
They're massive. You got to put the little thing in or else it falls off your head.
Oh, my God. It
go
would
to
cover,
the Drew and Mike store for the Soul Detroit ones. Also, they got the
Gators. Mm-hmm.
the some people 7609 keychain, which is, I like that.
ML spends about 50% of the show plugging it all. So.
Okay, yeah, I saw he had a massive commercial on Facebook, which I shared.
Oh, he did?
He did.
Oh,
yeah.
Know.
It was just shameless. He was wearing the jersey. He had the hat on. He had the thing around his neck. He had his keychain. He had it all. He's got a lot of. He's a good merchandiser. I think he does a good job.
He likes tchotchke.
I don't spend enough time on it.
New episode is out right now too. I think it's our longest episode either.
Yeah, it is. I saw it was an hour 40 or something.
Causes a lot of frustration with certain people in the room.
Sean?
Yeah, and me, because he was taking forever. He kind of meanders with his thoughts.
Yeah, he does.
Seeing the size of
I got your text that the speaker was too loud upstairs.
Yeah, God.
Sean losing his train of thought?
I got to say, anybody who wants to have a speaker off of Drew, you might not want to, because I could hear it in my headphones with the door closed.
Oh, wow.
I swear to God, it was not that loud.
Oh, is that was what we were listening to before I came down. It's awesome. I love it.
It rocks. I know. No, it's, people Ryan. Are just forfeiting speaker offs. So I've had like five or six people wanted to have a speaker off. All of them have forfeited. So I'm about 5 or 6-0 at this point.
I don't know. That one guy sent an email. He's still waiting to hear your response.
Well, maybe we'll have him play it over the phone so we can see how it sounds.
We should come out in front of your house.
He's worthy.
And do like a John Cusack.
I think what he said basically is
it's easy to hide behind a microphone, son.
Okay.
ML also had a great story today on the ex-Macomb County prosecutor Eric Smith, who's pleading guilty to two of the federal criminal charges, and now he has what 10 state charges?
Yeah, obstruction of justice. Among them. He's trying to get other prosecutors to lie for him.
How
this guy is a scumbag.
Just notice if he loses that battle, he goes to federal prison.
Well, he's going to have to spend some time in federal prison because I think it's going to be about 30 months for those two,
so
at least.
Goes to prison where he sent some people?
Exactly, Trudy.
Oh.
It's kind of frightening.
Bummer.
What a desperation move, though, asking your assistant prosecutors to lie to the FBI. This must have been pretty bad if you're like, hey, can you guys lie to the FBI for me? I know we're prosecutors and all.
Yeah, incredible. Back to coronavirus. I just want to get this out of the way. Mississippi had a super spreader event at Jackson University. I don't know how many cases it was. They didn't really say. But they pointed out that right now, the number one age to have COVID is 18 and 19. 18 and 19, which makes sense. I mean,
fun.
Think about it. And, and I just laughed out loud when they were talking about, oh, this is what the colleges are doing. The West Virginia president, you know, who's so appalled at this giant outbreak, said he vowed to crack down and terminated in-person classes after several parties were reported over the weekend.
Slow down.
Well, terminating in-person classes doesn't end the parties.
I feel that we can do that in West Virginia and just relax together.
That's not where they're getting it. They're not getting it in class. They're getting into the parties.
I guess that's the thing. They don't want them to party. They are supposed to quarantine.
This plague doesn't scare me.
But so how does terminating in-person classes, which were only about 20% of the classes anyway, how does that help? It doesn't help at all.
I mean, it helps you quarantine in place, I suppose. I think that's the idea. It just seems kind of silly now that there's an outbreak.
I don't think West Virginia students are really paying too much attention to all this. And New York University, I thought this was kind of funny. They're testing weekly now for coronavirus. So I love how these certain institutions that, you know, are inclined to really violate the general rules end up getting all these tests made available to them.
You know, New York's testing like crazy now. Their positivity rate's under 1%. Who would have thought that with what a mess they were?
I have another test on Friday, and it's like a rapid test. So I go in, I get the test done, and I get the results in a half hour. So
wow.
That's pretty cool.
At least they're getting efficient.
Up your nose or blood?
I think this one is rectal. I honestly, I have no idea what this one is.
I thought that was a good idea that Mark had.
Slow the testing down, please.
I assume it's
Brandon,
the nose.
You know that you sent something today about this TikTok star? I didn't really watch all of it. I watched some of it, though. This girl who is a TikTok star. And, of course, she's hot, she's young, she wears very little clothes.
Wait, is this the girl that you and I spent a lot of time... Oh, no, this is the Rwanda one?
Yeah, she went to Rwanda. Yeah. Okay, first of all, she's already had coronavirus.
Yeah.
And a really bad case, I guess, because, of course, everything is dramatic with this girl, because she's a TikTok star. And she then got past coronavirus, And then she went to Rwanda, which, you know, I think if you're going to travel to Rwanda, you're taking a pretty good risk of getting coronavirus.
Well, do you know why she went to Rwanda?
To help with the gorillas or something?
Yeah, charitable. She's very.
There's no one in Rwanda that can do what she's doing.
Oh my God! I hope a gorilla ripped her face off.
Me too.
I mean, seriously,
that'd be a nice TikTok.
There's no one in Rwanda that's willing to do this work that she's doing. That's so important. Really?
No, not at all.
I mean, is she not trying to increase her TikTok value by having special videos?
She has a platform to raise awareness about the gorillas of Rwanda. When in reality, we know she just wants pictures with gorillas.
This is so annoying. And then I'm watching this video, these idiotic videos she put out, which I'm ashamed of. And I say, look at other people watching this and feeling sorry for this girl. She's quarantined, and she's like, I'm in isolation, and I'm having withdrawal from marijuana because I used to settle my nerves every day for the last 3 years. Now I don't have any pot.
Why can't she get pot?
Fuck you. Get over yourself. You went to Rwanda, you idiot. She didn't think she could get it again. I didn't think you could get it again.
I'm really interested. Where is she now?
Rwanda.
And she can't get pot in Rwanda?
She's in isolation.
I think she's out now.
The story goes...
Wait, no, I'm stuck on this pot thing. So she thought she could go to Rwanda and get pot
just
anyway?
Get weed, yeah.
I guess.
There's weeds everywhere.
I think she had weed. I just don't think they were letting her smoke it in isolation. Can you play a couple of videos when she's... There she is. That's one of them.
Here's where she's lamenting about the withdrawal she's having. Yeah, I've never really heard of major
withdrawal. No one
withdrawals
from pot. No one.
No.
Hey. So I already posted a video explaining what's going on. But aside from that, I also have smoked, like... Oh, wow. For my anxiety and depression every single day for the past 3.5 years. And I'm just cold turkey in it here. So not only am I completely alone, locked in this room, but I'm having withdrawals and crazy nightmares and not sleeping. And all the food here is making me sick. So we're just all around
diarrhea.
Not in a good place right now. I literally just cried for like 3 hours.
No, you didn't. No one literally cries for 3 hours.
I can only see one person, and it's the guy that brings me my food. His name is Peter. We're friends.
I fucked him.
Yeah. Very mentally unstable.
I have no skills.
This is what hot privilege.
I'm worthless.
This is what hot privilege does for a girl. This person is a complete moron. And all these people are, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
The gorilla looks like it doesn't want to even be in that video.
What are the comments to that stupid video, Brandon? Can you read some?
Oh, to this one?
The one we just played where she's having withdrawal. She has all these, you know, gazillion likes and retweets or not retweets.
Wait, is she still not happy? I mean, she's still depressed.
That was then. I guess Brandon says she's out now.
She's only got 2 million followers. Yeah, because she went to Rwanda, and apparently this was a false positive. They dragged her into a room, and they made her quarantine, and that's when she made all these videos where, you know, poor me. And then they found out it was a false positive.
Ah!
And she apologized because everybody was mad at her just for traveling.
Is that what the comments were?
That's pretty much what she does,
withdrawals from weed? I've smoked for 15 years every single day,
really?
Multiple times a day. And any time I've ever had to stop for any reason, I've never had withdrawal. It's not heroin or alcohol. Let's be real. Why has she traveled in the first place? There's clearly no vaccine, and guarantee she's going to get this again.
And she's smoking hot looking at her Instagram.
Man, I just want to shoot all these stupid influencers. They're such idiots. And they think they're brilliant. I've got 1 million followers. I'm really something, aren't I? No, you're hot. That's all you are. You're hot.
She is smoking.
She's very hot. I will not argue that.
She's not as hot as the girl that made her famous, though.
Oh, who's that?
Her friend.
Yeah, she got famous because she was friends with Beep-Bop-Porp, Daisy Keach. Learn that name?
I don't want to know any of these names.
Yeah, me either.
I just
but
want
that's
them to
the thing,
be
Mark. These are the big celebrities
at.
Of the kids these days.
No, I get that. I get that. I don't want to know them. I just want to look at her hot pictures.
It is just so grim that these are the people that are looked up to. I mean, how absolutely pathetic. You want to play Paris Hilton, by the way? Speaking of pathetic people who are important on social media, influencers. I guess Paris, does she still, I wonder how many likes she gets on her stuff now. Does anybody give a fuck about
her? It's her only job.
No, I know. No, she's a DJ.
Reality star and influencer. But in her new film, This Is Paris, she's revealing a side we've never seen, opening up about an alleged childhood trauma she says gave her nightmares.
I gotta say, I don't think there's a side of her we haven't seen.
Boarding school in Utah is part of a larger money-making for-profit industry in that state of schools that make promises.
I gotta tell you, this is really annoying me that it's turning into this whole thing about these boarding schools and a big movement when this is just a documentary to remind us that Paris Hilton's still alive.
It's the fart in the mitten.
Yeah.
Reform your children.
I'm not wearing this. You're sick.
You know her as the star of The Simple Life.
I think you're better suited for customer service.
Where you and the life of the party. But this morning, Paris Hilton is showing a side we've never seen before.
Sorry, I'm so used to, like, playing a character that it's, like, hard for me to, like, be normal.
In a new documentary, This Is Paris, the reality star describing a dark chapter of her life many didn't know about until now.
Because it
didn't
exist.
Something happened in my childhood that I've never talked about with anyone.
All these people's voices!
I still have nightmares about it.
Paris detailing her rebellious years in the 90s as a teen in New York, sneaking out to clubs, skipping school, making headlines. Then Hilton claims in the dark of night, she was whisked away to Utah Provo Canyon School, a boarding school for troubled teens, which now describes itself as an intensive psychiatric youth residential treatment center.
Here we are, Paris's school.
She alleges she was physically and emotionally abused there. Claiming in the documentary the school would punish people by putting them in isolation and would make people take their clothes off and go in there like for 20 hours.
Like, she was so angry.
I felt like I was going crazy.
Left the like in
Someone
there.
Was in the other room that was like in a straitjacket. I was just freezing. I was starving. I was alone. I was scared. She's not the only like former student jacket. With this type of allegation.
My life there was...
Where's your documentary?
A nightmare. For 2 years.
Well, Lee Goldman, who attended from 2002 to 2004, after the school
She's
was
got some Billy Joel eyes, doesn't she?
Says she, too, was taken there unexpectedly and alleges she also experienced forced isolation.
I would sit at a desk for almost 2 months straight.
Really?
I didn't go to school.
I don't think I believe that.
I was not allowed to talk to any of my peers or staff.
She's a goofus.
At this desk, I would eat all of my meals there, and
she
I would
sat
just
at a desk for 2 months.
For
no, she didn't.
And this Jen school Robinson, is still in business.
2003 to 2005, claims students were controlled and degraded.
If you improperly fold socks, you receive infractions, which lead to further punishments.
The school telling ABC News in a statement that it was sold in August 2000.
I bet you she folds her socks so perfectly now.
Experience prior to this time, noting they do not condone or promote any form of abuse.
Now, the school did not respond to the allegations made by more recent participants in the program, but did say they are committed to providing high-quality care.
Tremendous school.
And often complex emotional, behavioral, Paris. And psychiatric needs. Michael?
They sent her there because she was a piece of shit teenager.
Yeah,
wasn't
she was partying. She was going. She's 13 or 14, going out to bars every night and skipping school. That's
so they have reviews.
Not too good.
I think the worst part about that school is that clearly didn't help her.
All the reviews I've read are that it's a great school and they're doing all kinds of great things for people.
A girl sat on a desk for two. She sat on a desk for two straight months. They brought her meals to the desk. That's terrible.
Bullshit. And they fold their socks.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Excellent management, good benefits, more people.
I bet you this is a very, very small
Paris
part of the documentary, by the way.
Good benefits.
It sounds like I've been hearing a lot of victim stuff. The Rick Salomon story, you know, the guy that made the film One Night in Paris.
Yeah.
She claims that he was abusive to her and that he made her feel like she had to do it and that she was only 19 or something. And because she had been abused in her private school, that abuse in real life seemed normal. It was normalized. So that's why she made the porn
film. Join the human race, Paris, you bitch. For Christ's sake.
I know.
Yeah.
This whole victim,
life is hard.
Victim culture.
Oh, you should read the TMZ article then.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the victim? The people working there?
Everybody.
Everybody who works there. Harvey is he's very, very mean.
really? Harvey?
Yeah. See, I totally believe that.
I wouldn't picture that.
Really?
No, I mean, I think Harvey is one of those super duper aggressive people that wants to be successful.
That's what I mean.
Among, he's a lawyer.
Above all things.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I have more on Harvey in a second. But first, Zotford's giant summer sales event is winding down. And if you want to take advantage of leasing new 2020 Ford Fusions, Mustangs, the e-cars, the EcoSports, the Escapes, the Edges, the Explorers, F-150s, the all-new Rangers, all under $200 a month, you got to get your ass into Zotford and Holly in the next day or two. By the way, there's not watered-down rides. Zotford selection is full of fat-loaded whips and lots of all-wheel drive 4x4 options. So you know the routine. Get to Zotford in Holly and tell the hottest sales staff in Oakland County that all or any of us sent you there. And you'll be hit by a shower of low prices. And excellent service starts flowing. You may get pulled away by the flow of excellent service.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's like a tsunami of excellent service. That's what it's like. Until then, look at the massive inventory. Zotford's massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Luke Nowacki. Luke sent me an email today. Oh, boy. I get homework from Luke. Hey, you got to read this. And usually it's very interesting, but today I think there were three items in the homework.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I never read my homework.
Well, Luke's an advertiser, so I guess I have to be graded, too. But anyway, Luke says overreaction is not the strategy for the long-term investor. Neither is burying your head in the sand and hoping it all turns out for the best. So call Luke. These are strange times. God, the market is good, but then it goes whew, and then it goes whew. Was it down to 18,000 at one point? Is that the lowest?
Yeah, the Dow was.
I mean, isn't that insane to consider 29,000 to 18,000 and back up?
Yeah, it's under 28 now, but it had a good day today.
And if I had been smart, I would have listened to Luke and I would have bought more when it was down to 20, but it's like, and I didn't do it.
That's the beauty of not paying attention.
Trudy, there can be a beauty not paying attention.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's no FOMO.
I know. I don't look at statements when things are bad. It's like, it's not real money until you sell it anyway. 248-663-4748 for rational financial advice from Luke. 248-663-4748. Stocks or bonds, 401k, college savings. Is your company in the right investments? What about your pension funds? What are you doing? Get a strategy. Call Luke. 248-663-4748. You have the close?
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Inc. member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Inc. is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Inc.
And at Dr. Roche's office, you know they're always trying to make everybody more beautiful and voluptuous. Body, breasts, and CBDs. And by the way, I shouldn't exclude men because you can look hotter when you go to Dr. Roche.
You can.
You can get under that Evolve system, the checklist for it, trim, tighten, tone. What it does is they attach these things to you, and they trim you, that is, to decrease cellulite and fat, and then they tone you up, and three treatments of trim or tone, three treatments of tight, three Zerona and Virju each, and then that would ordinarily come up to about $5,300, but it's now $2,500. Introductory prices for Evolve. Autumn breast augmentations, $3,500 at Dr. Roche's office, and they're doing BBL again because that brightens up your complexion and vanishes those fine lines from the sun and weather and the summer and the stress. And CBD products, speaking of stress, 50% off. They have the roll-on products. And Drew, what's the stuff that you used to put on the back of your neck all the time? That product, which gets into the
nerve system.
Yeah.
For muscles. I put it on mags, too, and mags started going up the stairs.
I know. It helps in all kinds of different ways. And Dr. Rush was telling me that's because you load your system up with CBDs, and it helps with pain and stiffness. And also, you know, like if you're bummed out, that that influencer, she maybe should have been rubbing some of that on instead of smoking her weed, but it minimizes pain and helps recover from exercise. All of this, Dr. Roche, 248-338-1110, or you can go to droche.com and see about the CBD products and how they can help you. I was drinking the water. It's pretty good.
Do you want to, if we call Righteous Rick, do you think he'll pick up or should we text him first?
He's
suspended from Twitter.
I'm sure he'll pick up.
I would.
And if he doesn't pick up, we'll just give him shit for not picking up.
Should you check first and see if he's on a, like,
Yeah, he could be. He could be on the internet right now.
Be live now
on a phone call with 500 people.
Even better,
Aaron. Aaron.
Hopefully.
And somebody reported today that Aaron Carter did beat off.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they said that you can actually get it without the account if you go to a certain website.
Gross.
So I can try that now.
No, not necessary. Does Rick know that he actually did beat off?
Let's see, Brandon. Go ahead, bring it up.
Mm-hmm. I never thought I'd see Aaron Carter beat off.
The report was from the Howard Stern show that he beat off. Somebody sent that to me. Yeah, so... I'm glad Howard's holding him to the standards that he set for himself, too.
Well, has he talked to his PR person, Righteous
I don't
Rick?
See... I haven't seen... yeah, Howard called him. I haven't seen Aaron yet, Brandon.
You're right, I don't see it either.
I see a lot of other stuff going on.
I don't know if I believe that. I thought our little wild time had just begun. I guess you kind of scared yourself. I'm still blown away that Rick likes Fiddler on the Roof.
I know, that was really strange. That was the weirdest thing since the Ming Dynasty. You're going to talk about that.
He's more well-rounded than you give him credit for.
Got a few things on the ball. And he'll kick anybody's ass.
Oh, dear Lord. I wouldn't have to wear.
Oh, man, come on, Rick.
If I were a bitty, bitty rich, idle.
Please leave your message for
Rick Batum.
Thank you.
Talk about overmodulation, Rick. Can you call us back pronto?
I'll call you back as soon as I can.
The egg timer's running, by the way, while you're not reaching us. We're just rolling the egg timer until you call us back, and it's going to be part of your time.
Someone around here needs to be beat off, so come on.
Okay, Rick. Bye-bye. Anyone more leading
nowhere? Just would have ever thought Fiddler on the Roof.
That is really bizarre. Well, okay, TMZ. I'm kind of excited to read this, actually, because...
Oh, boy.
Well, TMZ is the most righteous television show. I mean, they hold the world to the highest of standards.
Hang on. Mm-hmm. Hello?
What are you doing?
Rick.
Yes?
How you doing, man?
What's up, Daryl?
There were some nice compliments about your appearance yesterday.
My what?
Your appearance. People were enjoyed hearing you on the show yesterday.
Oh, well, of course.
For the first time ever.
Shut up. What's up, guys?
And, God, I saw your... I was looking at your Twitter days and tweet at you, and I saw you have 3,600 followers on Twitter. I would never think you would have had that many.
Why?
Because you're Rick.
How about if I start calling you Ye of Little Faith?
Or I was taken aback by the 500 views yesterday. Now I'm just busting your balls, Rick.
I know, Drew. Secretly, you love me and you know it. I do. I know you do.
I was tweeting at you, and I for some reason it just wasn't working. And I'm like, what is going on? So I went to your Twitter and I see, oh. Rick's Twitter account is suspended.
Yeah.
Well, Rick.
What twink did you pick on?
What did you do?
It seems like you can't tell people to go fuck their mothers without consequences, so.
Oh, jeez. Is that true?
No, wait a second. You can't tell people to fuck their mothers on Twitter?
No, you know, well, kind of, I guess, but... It all comes back to the bullshit with the phone. I'm still getting harassed with the dumb phone.
That phone, man.
Wait, Rick, who is harassing you that you had to tell off?
Oh my God. There's so many, Drew.
And you... Okay, Rick, is it not possible to turn the other cheek and say, I'm not going to answer these idiots. They're just messing with me.
Do you know who you're talking him? To?
You know what's so funny is I see little Drew on one shoulder going, don't do it, Rick, just say no. And then the other half's like, fuck them, go at them. So,
I am nothing without my following.
You want to go?
Without my following. I know. I know.
So why are those rabbit ears? Oh, my God.
I think, Rick, do you remember when I talked to you off the air for a really long time about this stuff?
Yes.
Do you remember what I told you?
Yeah, I sure do.
I do.
What did I tell you?
Because that's what best friends do.
Don't engage with these people.
You did. When we had that phone call, you did.
Don't engage with them because you were getting very – if you get upset by it, don't engage with them.
When did you get suspended, Rick?
Actually, the other day.
And okay, the phone. We're going back like what, 8 months or something? Why is
we're
someone,
going on a year, Drew?
Why is someone still giving you hell about that?
I swear to God, I wish you could you could interview every one of them and ask them why they still mess with me.
I know why. I know why. Because you respond to them. Because you respond to them.
Well, that's one of the reasons.
That's the main reason.
The main.
And what are they ragging you about the phone? I mean, what is it that they're complaining about?
So when I first got it, and you know, I was shopping it around to sell it.
Yes.
So I'm gonna in the words of Trudy Daniels. So I allegedly lied. Allegedly, thank you, Trudy. Here's a good word. I embellished more that was in the phone, and you know there wasn't no underage garbage on there, and they bring up my words from a year ago. You motherfucker, you said there was bad shit in there. Fuck you, you lied. And they still copy and paste that shit from a year ago.
Are these Aaron Carter fans?
These are Aaron Carter haters.
Oh, they want to get him in trouble.
They want him in trouble, and you would not believe how many times our little snippet from the show when I had the phone in the studio has been played. Oh my God!
You know, I would like to see a room that was large enough to hold all these Aaron Carter haters. I mean, what a strange thing to describe someone. Yeah, I'm an Aaron Carter hater.
That would be bigger than the audience in his stadium.
Why?
It would be a brand new stadium.
Why do they hate him?
I honest to God, I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen a man more hated. Maybe Trump. It's like a close. Maybe.
Why do they hate Aaron Carter? I mean,
I don't.
I would say Osama bin Laden is probably more hated. I'm just guessing.
I mean, I guess it depends the demographical and the age period. You know, you ask, but like they generally hate him, and then it comes on me because I'm actually cool with him.
I don't get it, because like 200 people go to his shows, so why would all these zillions hate him? Why would they bother? I don't know. Oh, okay.
Because they used to be in love with him when they were kids, maybe?
Because they get clout and attention now.
Would he sell more tickets to a show of people who hate him?
It sounds like it.
Seeing something really like bad happen to him. Dunk Tank or...
Yeah, if he had a come hate me show...
Hey, Rick, have you ever offered to be his security for when he goes to some of these shows with 200 people?
Yeah.
He, funny. He actually wants me to help him, like, on his PR stuff and things.
Well, because you're of your extensive PR background.
Yes.
So he put out the call to the PR professionals out there, and of all the great people... He said, he's right in my backyard. Righteous Rick, right. Of course. He's a PR genius.
Exactly. See, Drew, you're catching on quick, buddy.
Or maybe he thought, I need somebody to do PR, and Rick, you were just there.
Well, Rick also can be the enforcer.
Yeah, Deep Panzer.
Do you think Deep that Panzer was what chief? It was, Mark?
Yeah, you were just there.
Well, you know what it is, to be honest, is buying and selling all these years, being on eBay, and memorabilia that you call it. I can, and you know what's crazy?
Biller.
Memorabilia. If you go to eBay, Drew, and look up Aaron Carter autographs, his shit still sells.
So how many autographs have you sold from Aaron?
None. I haven't got any yet, okay. Is my point.
What do people pay for his autograph?
$30-$40.
Really?
What?
Yes.
I'm kind of surprised.
Like, okay. No shit. So if the guy, if he would wise up and stop doing some of the shit he does, and I've told him to, you know, lay off a few things, he could get shit in order, do the younger photographs, the women like him, you know, when he was whatever, sign them, do a show, post them, have like a fan club thing. So he could make some money.
No wonder he hired Rick.
Rick's,
my God,
you're on it, man. I'm looking at eBay right. They're like $60 for these autographed posters. But he should just be signing like crazy. And
I told you, Mom.
And you should get him on Cameo.
Yes.
Oh, he's got to be on Cameo by now, isn't he?
I don't think he is. Is he on Cameo?
He is either.
You know what? You know what? I don't know, but
he'll do like 2-hour cameos.
He,
my brother Nick did this.
Yeah. Fuck my brother.
I do see he is on Cameo.
He is on Cameo.
Rick should be on Cameo.
Yeah.
Why don't you make it happen?
Wait, why?
Hire yourself to do your PR and get yourself on Cameo.
Yeah, Rick.
How much do you think Aaron Carter is on Cameo?
I'm gonna say
I have no clue.
$50.
Oh, it's
$200.
What?
You know what? He's too greedy. He needs to.
Is he making any?
Yeah, he's got two off.
Hey, what's up, Anna and Kelt? It's Aaron Carter here. I just wanted to say hello. And I heard that Anna and Kelly, both of you guys, are turning 29 this month, and that you're huge fans.
Well, he looks like he's on AIDS.
World, you can see my skittle hair. Happy birthday to both of you, to Annie.
He's got Tekashi hair, doesn't he?
I just wanted to say happy birthday to you.
God, knock it
happy
off.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Hey, you want me to beat your dick off?
And happy birthday to Kelly too. Love you guys. LMG signing out.
Worst $200.
What's LMG?
It sounded like you said happy birthday, Connie Chung.
Hey, Rick, what is LMG? Is that what he said? LMG?
Yeah, LMG, I thought.
I think it's, what does it mean? Love, money, and God or something?
At least he's got them in order.
What happened to Jim Tan Laundry?
It's like the peace and love to the younger music set.
Yes, I guess.
GTL.
Yeah, it's something like that. I'm not involved in that.
Okay,
but honest to God, you guys, I think I can help him.
No, you can't. No, you can't. Back to your Twitter. How do you
listen to you?
How do you get unsuspended? Do you know?
So I actually filed a grievance and said it was Mark's fault. Mark made me do it.
A grievance? So, did you really file a grievance? There. Who files a grievance?
Well, it says that you can, like, contest it or whatever you call it, dispute it, contest it.
Why? Is it going on your permanent record?
Yeah. Rick's gonna get a blue check mark before any of us.
Expunging. That would be called expunging if it was on my record. Yeah.
I'll beat your dick off with both hands. What's up? Let's go.
Yeah, God, Mark, I'm still waiting for that to happen.
You want to beat me off? No, I told you I don't want you to beat my dick off.
No, you said you were gonna do mine.
No, it was you beating.
Wow,
up
you
here.
Want Mark that bad? It's crazy.
Well, I mean, if you want me to beat your dick off.
Sexual tension.
Don't you like chicks?
Ew.
You know, the Berkeley badass. What the fuck?
I'm kind of flattered that you would get hard if I was beating you off. That's very nice. I didn't know I was that attractive to you.
You should be respectful in front of the lady that you got in there, you fucker. The fuck?
as you swear twice back to back, fucker and fuck.
Well, Trudy is, you know, she can handle it.
Well, but...
Yeah, I can handle.
Oh, that's nice.
I know you can. Drew. So basically,
Rick's really taking over.
Look at the explanation. How long the explanation takes?
What is the original question?
When will you back on Twitter? Can you have an estimated date for us?
Well, at first it said like it was a 6-day thing.
Yeah, but then you of course appealed it.
And so I don't know. Like, if it's cool, if everything's good, then it'll be like 2-3 more days.
Okay.
And do you think you'll make it through the rest of the year without getting suspended again?
Probably not.
I don't think you will.
How many times have you been suspended, Rick?
That's the first time.
It is? Really?
Yes.
Your record's not as bad as I thought.
What's your Twitter handle in case anybody wants to follow you? Why, I don't know, but not when you get
Righteous
back.
Righteous Ricks.
Yeah, Righteous Ricks. Why is it Righteous Ricks? Because that was screwing me up for a long time.
Yeah, because Righteous Rick, some idiot took it.
No kidding.
Why don't you fight him for it?
Beat the hell out of him. Rick, threaten him. Start threatening
him. Believe me, so on air, if I find out who took Righteous Rick, I'm beating your ass.
Okay.
So there you go.
Why don't you tweet him and ask him?
We will look for
somebody
you.
Somebody named Ricardo Nelson who doesn't really use it.
That's even better.
He's just stealing it from Rick. That's all he's doing.
Wow. Righteous a great guy.
Remember that, Righteous Ricks. And Righteous has an E in it that I forgot about, too. That also screwed me up today. Anyway, Rick.
Are you serious, Drew?
Yeah, okay, sorry, I didn't know how to spell righteous. Jeez.
R-I-G-H-T-E-O-U-S.
Oh, Mr. Spelling Bee winner, I guess. Bye, Rick. That's the end. There goes the egg timer.
The end.
We'll see you, Rick. The Ming Dynasty egg timer. Well, how about that?
If I were a rich man.
Ridiculous.
All day long, I biddy biddy bump.
Does he really like this?
I'll beat your dick off with both hands. What's up? Let's go.
If I were a rich man, I'd beat off your dick with both
hands. Hey, you want me to beat your dick off?
Oh, Ricky.
Oh, well. All right, here's the deal with TMZ. This is BuzzFeed again. Boy, BuzzFeed just loves busting
people.
They
love narking, don't they?
Yep. They spoke to one current and 23 former TMZ employees. That seems to be the formula. You have to have one current person and then tons of former employees who came forward after an ex-colleague filed a lawsuit against the news site's parent companies, Warner Brothers Entertainment, alleging gender discrimination and retaliation. One current employee told BuzzFeed News that the culture of TMZ is that of unchecked abuse of power, starting with the men in charge. They said there are hardly any women in senior roles at TMZ, and that the company hires people of color because they know that they need to, as opposed to appreciating and valuing them.
Oh, wow, this sounds petty.
So it's not enough to be inclusive. You have to be inclusive because you want the people?
Yes.
That's kind of interesting. Former employees said Levin and other executive producers screamed and cursed at them on a regular basis. Former employees also said Levin called people retarded, and I quote, and morons, and made comments like, talking to you guys is like talking to a room full of special ed kids, and my dog takes better direction than you. Ooh.
Isn't that just, I don't know, a newsroom maybe? A really high energy, fast moving newsroom? I mean,
I don't know. I don't think those kind of insults are probably not a great idea.
Well,
but I wouldn't think it would
for that group of people. But Brandon and I, you were talking about this before the show. You've been called things like that by other
you
other
know when
bosses.
I was welding and stuff like that. Yeah, when I was
welding,
you know, I guess you get guys that are a little rougher around the edges. And yeah, I would have a boss. If I screwed something up, I would hear it. You know, you dumb fuck. What the hell? You know. And I didn't take it too serious because I guess the environment. But if I was in an office setting, yeah, that would be kind of a weird thing.
Different, yeah.
They sound like they are kind of universally very soft.
Yeah.
One former employee said they felt physically threatened by executives at TMZ and that they called them a fucking retard, a fucking piece of shit, and a fucking dummy. You don't get an apology or anything like that, one former employee said. They just pretend it never happened until the next thing that pisses them off happens, and then you get another angry outburst. Well, they must have quite a...
So what blew your mind? Here.
Oh, I'll tell you in a second. I just want to finish this horrible series of allegations. One person says he was outed by Harvey Levin.
Oh, wow.
Who's gay himself.
How'd that happen?
He outed him as being gay to the rest of his colleagues, according to records obtained by BuzzFeed News. What, there's a record of this?
I guess, yeah.
Another former
Warner
Brothers...
Well, they filed the HR, yeah.
Yeah. Worked close to TMZ, said she filed an HR complaint against executive producer alleging gender discrimination. She's frustrated. The company later told her investigation found no merit. 2014, another former employee, Taryn Hillen, also filed a lawsuit against Warner Brothers, EHM, TMZ, and executive producer alleging gender discrimination, wrongful termination. Hillen called TMZ a boys' club that fosters a hostile work environment for women.
Oh.
Well, Charlie Neff doesn't seem to have a problem.
Routinely yelled at and humiliated her, making comments like, don't be a girl! According to court documents, the lawsuit went to private arbitration and was later dropped after mediation. It is racist. It is incredibly misogynist, and there's no change there, the current TMZ employee said. But that's what you're hoping for. The change comes from somewhere higher. Veronica Barriga told BuzzFeed News she worked as a guide on the TMZ celebrity tour starting in 2018.
Is that even the same thing?
Well, it's under the TMZ umbrella, I guess. She probably works for Harvey. And she appeared on TMZ on TV as a contributor over the course of her employment until 2020. Of course, that could mean that she just laughs really hard on that one show.
Or showed up, or showed up on a Zoom call before Zoom was a thing. Because, you know, TMZ would always randomly have somebody in Indianapolis talk about it. Just, you know, Joe Schmo
yep.
talk about a big story.
She was asked to take on a full, or she asked to take on a full-time role in the TMZ newsroom. She was told she didn't have enough experience. Well, the TMZ tour would not give you experience for the TMZ newsroom. I would have to side with TMZ so far. I was told I didn't have the experience to be an associate producer, so I called them out.
Who said experience?
Dan Quayle.
That's right.
You just hired a male associate producer who had significantly less experience than I do, who's straight out of school. How do you explain that? And they chalked it up to nepotism. What we had to say was never valued, and the men were always leading the conversation, even if it was about women's reproductive rights. Being in that room, I've never felt so small. I've never felt like my voice didn't matter. Voice didn't matter. Who made her feel like her voice mattered all the time? That's what I'd like to know.
So wait, she's saying that only women can report on women reproductive rights?
No, men always lead the discussion on reproductive. Women are not allowed to lead the discussion.
Not lead the discussion.
Yes, they're not allowed to lead. Women are not allowed to lead the discussion. Well,
but they're women. No, I'm just kidding.
I just felt like if you want to have success as a woman at that company, you had to work three times as hard as your male colleagues. Former male employees at other senior level TMZ.
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
That's
other senior level TMZ executives made sexually explicit comments to them about women in the office. One said a colleague would show them porn on his desk computer. Oh,
what if it was part of a story? Like Aaron Carter.
That's happened in
off.
My workplace. You know what
happened
times?
In my workplace too.
Show prep.
Jim Bentley or Mark. Hey, look at this real quick. Show before prep. I know it, I see a horse and a woman and engaging.
Yeah,
in
are
some
two women in one cup or something?
Do we talk about it on the air? Yes, it's show prep. How are you
did
to talk
I
about
I
it?
Ever bring it up?
Or,
never.
Or a guy
I never
looking,
brought it up on the computer. Someone or, else always did it.
It's in the zeitgeist. It's not my fault.
A guy looking at his expensive watch, but it turns out to be a penis.
That's all Bentley who doesn't work with us.
One former employee said they took medical health leave due to the stress of their job, and the environment was so hostile and toxic, they ultimately quit. I got screamed at so often, I feel like a scared dog. The former employee said, nothing was rational. The things that Levin would decide that he liked were based on his feeling that day. It wasn't based on a formulaic structure. No, that's not how entertainment works. It's not a formulaic structure.
He's the editor.
I realize I'm talking to someone who's being quoted. So there's no way you can anticipate what he was going to like and what he doesn't like. It was insane. That's what happens with an editor.
Exactly.
A black woman who worked at TMZ said she felt ostracized and disposable, and that she was just employed to be there as a filler. Another black woman who worked at TMZ said Levin confused her with another black woman who worked there even though they looked nothing alike.
Good job, Harvey.
Levin also did not respond to requests for comment. Another former employee said she complained to HR about a fellow personal assistant who was a known creep and made her uncomfortable because he compiled a list at his desk ranking his sexual partners. She also said another male colleague made her uncomfortable. What a bunch of, HR must have a line out the door.
Yeah.
Babies.
He only confronted her for not being more friendly when he said hello, but was disappointed when her boss brushed off the complaint. Wait, another male colleague made her uncomfortable when he confronted her for not being more friendly when he said
To women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
Is this what working with 25-year-olds is like now? No, well, you're really not. I really feel uncomfortable when you say hello every day.
Isn't that a thing, though? I mean, Trudy, you could probably talk about this because you're a woman, where guys will be like, yeah, maybe if you smile more.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Isn't that like a thing?
Yeah, trying to like mansplain how you should behave. Yeah.
Be a pretty face. Just smile more.
Right.
Check your misogyny.
Well, it's the woman saying that he made her uncomfortable when he confronted her. Oh, when he confronted her for not being more friendly.
Friendly,
when
yeah.
He said hello.
And then said the manager didn't yell at him then? That she was mad at that?
She said he probably just likes you and wants you to talk to him. Former employee told BuzzFeed News. Well, how sad.
I'm a man. Do I know what I'm talking about?
I cannot imagine any job where you would literally confront someone because you make me feel really uncomfortable when you say hi to me.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, that's so you know what happens?
That's incredible.
You know what happens? Nobody says hi to each other.
Yeah.
Seriously.
But why would it fucking matter? Effect. Why would it fucking matter? It's like, oh, I feel discomfort every day when I come in and the way Trudy says hi to me. Oh, my God, it's terrible. And he's like, oh, Trudy, I hate to confront you about this, but I can go on no longer. The way you say hi to me makes me so uncomfortable. Good God. Okay, so what's amazing about this is that TMZ presents themselves, and if you watch it or you haven't watched it, you probably know if you watched it, as the most politically correct, the most sensitive place in the world. Oh, my God. There's a power imbalance.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like that. So today, my mind was blown when they start talking about the fact that Ice Cube is going to be on. Uh-oh. And Harvey starts kissing his ass. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, wait a second. Isn't this the Ice Cube that had the anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish memes and then was called out on it? And also it was suggested that he had been hacked, which prompted him to send out a flurry of more anti-Semitic tweets. And he said, I was not hacked. Here's more. And he sent a flurry of them. I mean, they were bad. He tweeted Louis Farrakhan quotes and also calls out these conspiracies about Jewish global domination. My truth. He supported Nick Cannon when that happened. I mean, this guy, how could he ever be on TMZ? And Harvey's kissing his... Harvey's Jewish!
Yeah.
I mean, really? And here's the funniest part. Ice Cube is talking about this 22-page list of things he wants that he sent to the Biden campaign that they responded to.
And the Trump campaign.
Campaign responded to him, too. But I wouldn't expect the Biden campaign, this guy who sends out anti-Semitic tweets and brags about it.
I wouldn't expect either campaign to reply to him.
Well, I guess I'm you less have to reply. Shocked well, what, that Trump would respond.
What did they reply, though? They're like, oh, absolutely, the Mr.
Cube. The Biden campaign reply was that they agree with 85% of his 22-page list of demands.
Really?
Yes. That's what he said.
Wow.
And that he's having more dialogue with the Biden campaign.
Okay.
So, it's interesting that I think this is probably true. Is anti-Semitic, when anti-Semitic things are against Jewish people, doesn't it seem like it's less of a big deal? I don't know why, but it feels that way to me, and I'm not Jewish.
I don't know.
I mean, the fact that this, like, if Ice Cube was white and he was blasting black people on Twitter, I don't think that would be forgotten. I just don't think it would.
No.
I don't think Harvey would have him on kissing his ass, put it that way. But Harvey, who is Jewish, I mean, he completely overlooked this. And they talked about this, too.
Yeah. No, it's unacceptable.
A couple months ago. It wasn't even a long time ago. And
maybe they spoke privately in the interim.
What have the Jews been through? The Holocaust.
And, you know, this whole Nick Cannon thing, they just did something the other day where they talked about he's really made a great effort to apologize and...
Did we talk about that on the air? Was that off the air, Brandon?
I think we talked about it on the air. The fact that he now is going to get all his jobs back. It looks like.
Well, he's back on his radio show.
Yeah.
Did you hear his comments though?
No.
He had a statement. I'm extremely blessed and humbled, and have an incredibly meaningful opportunity to see my public platform to spread love, positivity, and understanding. I've come away these past few weeks with a much broader perspective on the Jewish plight throughout history. Some lifelong friendships and a newfound purpose for uniting
Slow
the black
down.
And thank you, Trudy. Yeah, why didn't you know this before? My work has just begun, and I look forward to continuing my journey towards further enlightenment. Can somebody please follow him around to make sure he completes his journey to enlightenment?
Did his work continue? Did he go to the Holocaust Museum with the Patriots wide receiver Edelman?
No, he met
those Kwame's dad.
He met those two rabbis instead, remember?
Oh, that's right.
They took a picture together.
Well, I don't really want him canceled, but why is he able to settle this up so simply?
It's amazing that he's done all the right things to get back to what he had.
Because originally he was like, fuck off, fuck off, and fuck off.
Yeah, but now he's done all the right things. He's back on radio.
After he had his job taken away, that's when he all of a sudden changed his tune.
I know, but there's other people that have had their jobs taken away that you would think would have done the right steps, whatever they are.
But wait. Look at the Cincinnati Reds announcer. He's done nothing but apologize.
Are you saying that
Nick Cannon did the work?
No, that's my point. Tom Brenneman has apologized. I guess he needs to meet with some gay people and, you know,
He
didn't get his job back.
No, he's not getting his job back. Well, he'll never get his job back. Nick Cannon did, but Brenneman will not.
Here's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
I think you might get a job next year.
I think you're misunderstanding what I'm saying, though. I think it's amazing that he has his job back where other people have done those things and haven't got their job back. That was my point.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know what I think? As far as cancel culture, I have a bigger problem with it than I used to have. First of all, I just hate it. The idea that someone says, I was on this date with this guy and he did this. And it's like, oh, he's canceled. Or what was the recent one? Even, you know, Chris D'Elia, not so much. That one just sounds horrible. And there's also screenshots of everything. But the guy, is it the fighter or the kid that just got busted for a girl says he raped her?
Yeah.
And another girl said he fantasized about rape, which I thought was absolutely not even germane.
Wait, you can get in trouble for that?
Yeah, you can, because he had four complaints against him. One of them was very serious.
But for fantasizing?
That's what his mistress of 4 years said, that he had fantasized about rape or something to that effect. I thought three of the complaints didn't really belong with the fourth one, which was a huge one and was worthy, but I felt like the LA Times was like, oh, we have a lot of girls, it'll mean a lot more.
He should have gone the Nick Cannon route and apologized, gone to some battered women's shelter, taken a picture with two people there. And then
if you admit to raping someone, that's not really something you're just going to scoot through.
Yeah, no.
But breaking news with Mort Krim.
I don't know if you guys heard that giant clank of the fork and the knife against the plate.
Damn it.
That was quite a big bowl that you brought in off screen.
It's enchiladas. Bowl of
what?
Oh,
enchiladas!
Wow, jealous.
Oh. Ram was able to explain what his dinner was.
That's so I love enchiladas.
What takes longer, Righteous Rick to explain anything or Brandon to tell us what he had for dinner?
I pulled a Brandon, I think it was yesterday when I got home, and, hey, what is this dinner? And I'm like, no, I'm turning into Brandon. I don't know what the dinner is.
Oh, God, it looks so good.
Well, as far as cancel culture, I just want to say that cancel culture, not only is it wrong in base because there's no such thing as any kind of due process or any normal process for determining what someone has done or hasn't done, but the people we forgive are the people with the most privilege. The people with the most power are forgiven. The people with the least amount of power are not forgiven. Mm. So you're basically creating more privilege by doing that. I mean, isn't it true?
Yeah.
Because
is anybody surprised by this? It's about money and power. It always has been.
Yeah.
No, but this is the whole idea, is that we're fixing all that through political correctness. We're
not
making everything
with this
right
yet.
It doesn't happen overnight.
Baby steps.
Well, it's not going to happen by canceling people. It's just wrong. The sudden demanding, you know, that people's.
I believe that we're getting close to the end of cancel culture. I feel like we are.
Yeah.
It's a trend. It's getting. It's wrapping itself up.
You know what?
It's
what is? Push back. I don't know. I don't. You know, it's hard to say, Trudy. I hope you're right.
What companies are going to want to work with? I'm surprised that they really want to bring Nick Cannon back. But then again, he makes a lot.
I'm surprised.
Who's going to want to work with Brendan Shaw because of those allegations? Who's going to want to work with certain people because of the allegations?
Brendan Shaw.
Is that the fighter and the kid guy?
Oh, is that the guy? Okay.
I thought that was
okay.
His name.
Yeah, probably so. No, because it's just out there. And the honestly, the part that's the hardest for me is that these people that do the stories, the kind of legal vetting that used to be done to just let something out there. I mean, first of all, a lot of people would wait. They had to be charged. You wouldn't just take someone's word for it.
Yeah.
Accuse someone of rape without any charges whatsoever. No police record, nothing, just someone's word. But what they did was they gathered three other women who had beefs with him, one his mistress of 4 years, who is not happy with him,
I mean, the LA Times of that story, do you assume they did no vetting with their lawyers to get that story out?
No, I'm comparing it to how this used to be done, which is that I think there'd be a lot more vetting. You would know a lot more. You'd have to know a lot more to print something like that. I think what they do now is they've got the meat story, the girl that says, he raped me, which, by the way, he says isn't true. And the other three, which are much lesser, and it sort of makes it seem like it's, well, you know, the rape thing's a little complicated, but you got the three others, so let's just throw four together. And that was the way the story was sold. Four women come out against Brendan Schaub.
I was never nuts with that, with the way they did it.
I didn't like it at all. I thought it was one of the worst ones, though, I will say that.
No, the worst one is still the Aziz Ansari one. On that website.
And I think it's Brian Callen is the allegations.
I confuse them all.
Let me say this about Aziz Ansari.
He's a creep.
I thought the story was...
What did he do that was illegal?
Well, he was rather forceful about having this girl give him oral sex.
Sure.
If you remember the story. But here's why the Aziz Ansari thing made me feel really a little bit ill. Because his humor is all about how terrible guys are.
Yeah.
He's like a PC comic.
Yeah.
And then when he's in real life, he's another person.
Sure. It's hypocritical.
So, yeah, he's a complete fucking phony.
He should be canceled for being hypocritical?
No, I didn't say I wanted him canceled. I think it's that story was another one where how do you know everything that girl said is true? How do you know that?
Well, it's kind of like the Falwell story. I mean, that's based on being hypocritical.
The Falwell story.
I mean, what he did wasn't illegal. I mean, being a cuck isn't illegal and watching your wife get nailed by the pool boy. But, you know, you're just going on the pool boy story.
Well, there was proof of that story, though. There were screenshots. There's all kinds of stuff.
Maybe they were just in business together. I'm just saying, there's sometimes logic does need to take a leap.
Yeah, there's...
When you're altering someone's life, Jerry Falwell is clearly a phony. I have no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Either.
And these two deals he made with these two people that were too close to his wife say a lot more. And we're going to find out, because they're investigating him, that he has a lot of finances that are intermingled with Liberty University that are not cool.
Yeah.
So I really didn't have any qualms about Jerry Falwell.
I don't think anybody does.
And I bet you they spent a lot of time nailing that one down, because he has resources. He has big resources. So if you fuck up a Jerry Falwell story, you got a problem. If you fuck up a Chris D'Elia story, not so much. And Brian Callen, too, for that matter, because Brian Callen doesn't have a lot of resources. I mean, he's done well for himself. I'm not saying he's a loser.
I'd have to think the LA Times did some vetting. I don't like the way the headline was written. I don't like the inclusion of somebody.
How do you vet this person's word and that person's word? I mean, the court has a bad enough time with it. When you're talking about a writer?
Well, that's why it's considered an allegation in the reporting.
Yeah, but you're still reporting. Once you throw out rape... That sticks to Brian Callen forever and ever and ever. And, you know, maybe people are fine with that. Because, honestly, people say shit about people that blows my mind all the time. I mean, if you look at the internet, it's incredible.
That's because there's immunity.
Yeah, they're not publishers, technically. And so. I have to tell you, it shocks the hell out of me. And some guy left Facebook the other day, which really doesn't, you know, hit me one way or the other. This guy's an engineer at Facebook, and he said he was... He implied that he can't handle working at Facebook when they print so many, when they publish, well, they don't publish, when they put out so much that is complete bullshit, and they make no effort to do better.
There's a whole documentary that just dropped on Netflix about it. I watched the first 10 minutes and went, oh, this is so obviously boring. It's just a bunch of old employees. And why they left, because they're worried about social media in general.
Well, the media is taking its cues from social media. The media wants clicks just like social media.
Here's the LA Times headline. Actor Brian Callen accused of sexual assault misconduct.
Accused
of sexual assault misconduct.
Yeah, by someone who has...
I'm just telling you, that's what the headline
is. Is there a police report? Is there anything whatsoever that... I mean, now it seems what they'll do is they'll say, well, if she told somebody at the time, then it's true. That's what they say.
Well, they say that.
Well,
because
if there's no police report, then is it just not a story?
I'm not saying it's not a story. I'm saying it should be taken extremely seriously before you go to press with something like that. Or people go online and say this shit all the time.
But again, I think that's the difference, is that press is actionable if you say something that's slander or libel. But you can also have your Twitter feed, say if you're a, you know, press entity, and then the spurious stuff can be published or put out there where there is no recourse.
You might say, it's just an allegation, but how do you disprove a negative? I mean, it's very difficult.
But I don't like lumping the LA Times with Babe.net that did the Aziz Ansari story. I think they're two totally different things that have different standards.
But they're doing this. They're doing something very similar. They're taking one person's account.
Well, you still say the same thing with Kavanaugh.
Yeah, Yeah, Kavanaugh. Look at the New York Times printed a story about him being at gangbangs the day that, Avenatti brought this liar out and said, oh, yeah, she's at gangbangs and he did this and he did that. Front page, New York Times, that day. That day.
Well, those are allegations of gangbangs. You know, they're not. The New York Times isn't saying he gangbanged people. I mean, they're qualifying.
Yeah, but they printed a woman who they declare. If they're putting it on the front page of the New York Times, I'm assuming it's credible. Or I assumed.
I'm here for the gangbang.
I would not expect to say that about the New York Times. And they were a lot more careful about the accusations against Joe Biden. It took them 3 weeks. No, more than 3 weeks. And actually, their own readers were mad at them because they said they were helping Bernie Sanders because they didn't report it until the day after Bernie dropped out. Now, I have no idea why they waited 3 weeks, but it sure seemed like they were a lot more cautious about that accusation.
Well, and I guess that's why then people don't believe, you know, the Atlantic story, or maybe don't believe the new Woodward book. People are going to believe what they want to believe.
Well, I think
and when the Times fucks up like that, then I guess people are just going to say every story.
Everything,
that was terrible.
That's right.
But you would think the New York Times would not. I mean, Michael Avenatti was a piece of shit, and if anybody had vetted him, they would be very careful about what you printed. They would probably go beyond and say, you know what, fuck you, Michael Avenatti, because you don't mean anything. Let me talk to her and see how solid her story is. Her story broke down so fast, it was pathetic. And I think there was another one Kavanaugh faced that was bad. But not that Christine Blasey Ford ever, you know, that story, no one acknowledged that story. Her dear friend that was with her said, I never met the fucking guy.
Again, all these things are people's, you know, he said, she said. When it ends up in court,
But he said, she said, later, when she has a friend with her who says, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. But when it kind of breaks down.
But when it ends up in court months down the road, like, or maybe a year later, Ghislaine Maxwell isn't going to be in court until July 2021. All these things by that point.
Ghislaine Maxwell, if they can't convict Ghislaine Maxwell of something, something is really, I mean, something's wrong with the system always, of course.
Yeah.
But I mean, that would be ridiculous. And, you know,
isn't that the way the system's set up, though, for rich people to succeed?
Yeah, it pretty much is.
For things to cool off by
the system is working the way it was designed to work.
That's not how the system was designed to work. The system was never. Where was the system? Where in the system does it explain that you have experts picking juries and kicking people off because you know they're a certain personality and they're less inclined to believe your criminal client?
Do they allow it?
Do they allow them to kick them off?
No, do they allow that to happen? Yes.
Yes, they allow jury consultants, but where were the jury consultants in the 1920s? I don't remember Clarence Darrow having jury consultants.
Maybe he should have. Well, he won, though.
But Thurgood Marshall had it.
But it just tips the balance. The balance tips further and further all the time. I mean, there are people, there are lawyers who I personally believe could get anyone off. Anyone doing anything. Jose Baez is good.
He did. He got Aaron Hernandez
top
off.
Mom. He got top mom top, off.
Yeah. What's her name? And he got blowjobs from both of them. That's the amazing thing.
Kelly's attorney.
That is an allegation, by the way, that he was blown by both of them.
Really?
I know. It's true.
Yeah.
How about R. Kelly urinating on a 14-year-old girl and some attorney, even though there's a videotape of it, got him off.
This is his brother.
How do you do that?
This a million times.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, really.
That's
ridiculous.
That's how you get around it.
Blah.
People don't believe
Well, you also pay off people in the jury, which they've learned that there was jury tampering, and also that they paid the parents of the girl. The father of the girl, I believe, was paid, and I don't remember how that arrangement was set up, but neither of her parents would testify.
No, that was not me on the tape. Well, that was a manufactured, engineered tape by Adobe software.
I feel like
so when you have the victim who refuses to testify because she is in cahoots with R. Kelly, and her parents, who are also receiving benefits from R. Kelly, will not testify, it's hard for jury. Well, gee, the three people you'd think would be most inclined to testify didn't. So they passed on it. It was there was jury tampering. Yeah. I don't know if they'll ever do anything about that, but.
Sure, there's been jury tampering since juries were invented.
certain people tend to tamper with juries more than others.
I didn't realize I could be so dishonest. Why am I trying to be honest all the time?
I know.
You know,
no, what's the point of it?
It's distressing as hell.
A bunch of suckers.
You know these mob cases? So many of these mob guys. Oh, my God, John Gotti, all the feeling of murder, got off. What the hell? It's like, yeah, he got two jurors. They got to two jurors, and they paid him a lot of money, and right. What do you know?
Yeah, it was that or get snuffed.
And, you know, who wants to be the one to call him out? Yeah. You want to be the person who goes, hey, I know what happened here. And have the mob against you? I don't think so. So I wanted to mention, was there anything new from Rochester today?
No. The Dallas police chief, she just quit.
What?
Yeah.
The female?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The black? She's black, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think this is so great, by the way. I realize that we want to judge police immediately. We do. Oh my God, that happened! You show me a video, and we'll decide who's wrong. And we do. We decide. I mean, we decide. We don't let them have due process. We don't. We just decide. We got to know the first day. And the guy in Rochester, Singleton, he was a guy who's from Rochester who wanted to be a cop from the minute he was born. Practically worked his way up. Had an incredible record, and. The mayor of Rochester has admitted that, no, he didn't deceive me in any way. And 2 days ago, she said she hadn't been told anything. And that's why he was upset, more than upset. He retired. He had 20 years. And his two biggest commanders, and I think there's three more who are also retiring. But
didn't they say he was going to stay on a month?
He's though? Staying on until the 29th of September.
After 20 years.
But he had 20 years. He's only 40. I mean, he seemed like a really good guy. And the gal in Dallas, now, why is she quitting? Because she seemed like a female black police chief of a large city. Isn't that a good thing?
So there was a big report with how they handled the early days of the protest with George Floyd, where I guess they took 674 people into custody. They used chemical deterrents and non-lethal ammunition on protesters, not rioters, on protesters. And so there was this big 80-page report that just kind of confirmed that and documented it. And it was apparently damning enough for her to go, okay, I'm out of here.
Huh.
So it's not like it was a snap judgment.
Or a whim.
Yeah, it sucks. It's sad, but...
Well, you know, the black female police chief in Atlanta, who was the first police chief who marched with BLM, who was beloved by everyone. She just had to quit right after the shooting of, I can't think of the man shot. Blake?
Atlanta, yeah, Rashard.
No, not Blake. Rashard somebody.
Brooks.
Anyway,
Brooks.
You know what we're talking
you,
about. She resigned. Rashard. And, you know, was that really good? Is it good to have a female police chief that everyone respected? In fact, the mayor said she regretted that it had to happen, but it had to happen. I mean, is this really a good thing? Anyway,
probably not.
In Rochester, this is the part that bothers me the most, and I wasn't even aware of this. The guy, what's the guy's name?
By the way, can I ask you a thing about Rochester? Do you prefer that they say Rochester, New York? Is Rochester a big enough city to not have the New York attached to it? Because
I don't know why.
Around here, when you hear Rochester, my first thought is, you know, where Brandon lives, yeah. Just in general. And I would just think for the rest of the country, there's probably a lot of Rochesters. I know it's the biggest one, but I think Rochester, New York, like Kenosha, Wisconsin?
It probably should. I think Rochester's is it the second largest city in New York?
Is
Where's
it?
Albany?
Why don't they move the Bills there?
Rochester is where Brother Weeze was forever, and Brother Weeze was such a hotshot morning show. I thought it was like a top 50 market.
You're deciding city size by
possibly
by radio possibly. Personalities.
If I'm wrong, yes, I did.
Rochester is the ninth biggest city.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What about the ADI? Because that's what matters with Brother Weeze.
That's true.
You know what? I'll look it up. I'll find out what number mark it is.
Hempstead, Brookhaven, Islip,
what?
Mr. Bay.
Oh, well, I've never heard of that.
Isn't that all part of New York metropolis?
North Hempstead, Babylon.
Yeah, but what's the second and third biggest?
Isn't Albany
Buffalo,
one of the biggest cities in New York?
Buffalo chump.
I mean, Buffalo, right, yeah.
No one talks about Buffalo. Yeah.
Juice should go back there.
What's Oyster Bay?
No one talks about Buffalo.
Oh, I love that was great.
I love Buffalo.
here's your New York State by media market. Mm.
Rochester is the number 60 market. So it may be ninth in New York, but it's number 60.
What's Buffalo?
So there. Buffalo, I think, might be a little better than that.
What did you prove?
I used to know
why I'm obsessed with Buffalo.
That's not a tiny place.
But more core, Minnesota. Unbelievable.
Detroit's fallen to number 13. I just saw that the other day.
Yikes.
Buffalo Radio. Let's see. Albany used to be 62, I remember at one time.
Yeah, Rochester. Did you say 76?
60.
Oh, 76 on this one.
What? What are you looking at?
The top 100 medium article.
Buffalo, Buffalo, Niagara Falls is number 58, according. And this is those August ratings.
They have Niagara Falls in their ADR.
They added to Buffalo. Let's see what Albany News.
Buffalo, very cold.
Because I know
this is more cold, Minnesota. Unbelievable.
It's very important to our audience to know Buffalo. What number radio market all these markets are.
Well, no, aren't people interested? You would think Buffalo would be number two.
What was Detroit at its peak?
Six, wasn't it?
Four. I think it was four at one time. I believe it was.
Were any of us alive then?
Yeah. Albany's 66. Used to be 62. It's going down. I think Rochester was higher too. Okay. My brother Weez is in a weaker market than I thought. Jeez. Anyway, the story about what's the guy that died's name?
Daniel Prude.
Daniel Prude? Prude, P-R-U-D-E.
Okay.
He was talking about his family, too. It's the Prude said this and Prude said that. And I'm like, that's
Here's why the story.
Derogatory.
The Prude.
This story was upsetting as hell, any way you look at it. Yeah. But it got more upsetting today because I read more about it. And I'm like, okay. He gets kicked off the train on the way to Rochester from Chicago because they can't handle him. He's harassing customers. He's just out of control, so they just kick him off. And they're trying to corral him, and it's just a total disaster. They end up putting him on another train. I don't know why they thought he'd be okay. Maybe he had been smoking PCP in Chicago, it sounded like. So he may have been fucked up on the train, and then maybe he came down.
Way to buzz manage.
They put him on another train. He did get to Rochester. Wow. His brother picks him up. They go home.
No!
And I guess he was still smoking PCP in New York.
Odd.
And he is out of control. Again, the brother absolutely is like, I am totally overwhelmed. He has him taken to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, and this is when, I know people like to say, police shouldn't be responding to that. Get these mental health experts. And well, who are these mental health experts? He took him to the hospital. The hospital had him for a few hours, and they said, we got to release him. So he's back in the brother's hands, and before long, this is all in the same day. This is like 1 o'clock, midnight, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. All of a sudden, he's out of control again, except now he's really fucked up, and he's outside. He's busting up these storefronts, breaking windows, vandalizing, and he's nude. And so the brother calls the police. But the mental health people already had him.
Yeah. Did he break? I think he broke the windows after he called the police because he just left the house and that's when he called the cops. And he left in sweatpants. He wasn't nude yet.
He was sweating, though, profusely.
I mean, I don't know what that matters, but.
Well, something's obviously.
No. I just meant the order of the things happening.
I guess the brother didn't know he was destructive or he was, you know, vandalizing things. But the mental health people had him. They didn't do anything. They let him go.
Shouldn't they issue a take-home straitjacket for you, for the family? Would that be abused?
I guess they'd be suing the hospital then.
Maybe that'd be abused, but maybe it'd be worth it in certain cases.
But I want to know, who are these people when somebody is smoking PCP and they're a mental health patient and they're busting shit up and they're nude? Who's this mental health person that's going to come and make everything okay?
Well, if they were to fund a department of people who are social workers who have maybe police or peace officer training in a way and also have like mental health credit.
Sounds easy.
I don't know if this is the case for it, but he didn't resist when they got there. I mean, he put it. I mean,
well, no, he's trying to get up. He was not willing to. I mean, he wasn't completely spitting at them. He's saying he has coronavirus and he was getting up. He's supposed to stay down.
I'm just talking about when they got there, he put his hands on his head, got down, and was laid flat on the ground for a really long time. That's when he got up. I mean, I watched the whole video. Well,
yeah, no, I mean, No, I agree with you. But he had Marky get kicked off a train the day before. He was taken to the hospital the same fucking day, and they let him out. They couldn't deal with him. And then all this happens, and apparently there's mental health people who would just, everything would be all right. But why isn't he all right if he's at the hospital? He was at the place where he belonged, and they kicked him out.
Not all hospitals do have, like, mental health facilities, though.
But they have doctors and nurses, and wouldn't somebody know what to do?
Yeah,
but he's smoking PCP, so maybe that complicates it a little bit. I don't know.
What do they do at the hospital?
He was there for 3 hours.
Give him a Valium.
Which isn't very long.
Was he evaluated or anything?
Yes, he was. He was released. But I mean, are you telling me that the hospital is so reckless that they can't deal with the guy? That even they've got doctors and surgeons and nurses, they just go, no, we're not mental health experts. Get them out of here. Well,
they're there for 3 hours. Yeah, they fucked up.
Yeah, they did fuck up. But I'm just saying, I mean, how do you necessarily, what is so easy about this? Nothing.
No one thinks it's easy.
Well, yeah. Mental health experts and defund the police and the police don't have to do this. Well, no. Trudy, when I asked you, you said, well, he's got to be a policeman, but he knows about mental health, and it's this perfect in-between person who knows both. Well, I mean, why have there never been these people?
Because the funding in this country does not care about mental health.
Wait a minute. Weren't there?
All.
Hey, wait a minute.
Not really.
Wait.
No, you're
back
right.
Back in time. Remember that song, They're Coming to Take Me Away, Ha Ha?
Yes, I do.
The men in the white coats. Those are the guys.
Yeah.
They used to have those.
Well, yeah, I was reading today, among other people who were being blamed for this was Ronald Reagan. He cut all this mental health funding. Well, Ronald Reagan has been out of office since 1988. So I don't think he's a good guy to blame for Daniel Prude.
No, but it's...
Well, but government funding...
It's a slippery slope.
Mark, we've had multiple presidents since then who, if it was bad, they could have gone, hey, Reagan really fucked this up. Let's do something about it. But nobody did anything, so it's still Ronald Reagan's fault.
The federal budget by percentage drastically... I'm not blaming him or anything. I'm just saying it drastically
changed. I'm just saying, look at all the people who had a chance to change it and make it better. None of them did anything. So, you know... Who cares?
Well, maybe they tried, and it wasn't one of those things. It was very sexy.
Do you not try and change anything then?
No, absolutely. You want to do the best you can, but I'm just saying it's so easy to go, oh, the fucking police! And, you know, protest night after night, and now the police are battling with the protesters, which is like, oh, Jesus Christ, what a disaster.
We talk about it all the time. This country's too impatient for anything.
Well,
I don't understand, and I cannot find the answer as to, you know, why he was just left where he was for so long. And then, you know, it ultimately does come down to the knee on the head.
Yeah.
Well, there's a grand jury, so they'll sort it out. But, you know, you can say what you want. And I don't know what these guys are trained to do, but the police union says, hey, they did what they were trained to do.
Sure.
It was bad. It didn't work. Obviously.
Well, therein lies the problem.
And maybe they'll be charged with murder, and maybe they'll be put away for murder. I have no idea.
Not with that police union. I don't think so.
They won't. No, they won't be charged.
Well, the police union won't be the jury, and it won't be the prosecutor. But, yeah, they'll do everything they can for them. And the police union, if they didn't, I mean, honestly, they know what it's like. It's not easy.
Union.
I don't think anybody thinks it's easy.
Some people think it is. Some people think it's just, you know,
idiots.
Should be, you know, they can tell you exactly what you should do every time. They can say, hey, you should have done this, you should have done that, you should have done this.
Well, people can spout off, but there is maybe an argument for getting, I don't want to say a committee, but maybe talking about it in a more serious, official and formal way.
Reevaluate
somewhere.
Things, yeah.
Well, I have not seen one, I mean, how much has really been done?
They've done that almost that exact
Whoa!
Thing.
Camden, New Jersey.
Oh, Camden! Don't you remember that used to be quite the shithole?
I know.
And
I
they
know.
Actually
no.
turned it around.
Trudy,
so.
I swear to God, you're like the fourth person ever to say Camden, New Jersey. They defunded the police.
Oh, God. Damn it! No. I don't necessarily. I don't.
And
think
if Minneapolis
defunding the police is the thing.
Minneapolis
I think it's fund.
defunds the police and it works. I love it. It'd be great.
I don't think she should be defunding the police. That's the wrong way of couching this argument. It should be a bad line.
Yeah,
fund
it's the titles. Of these things screw everything up.
Yeah.
And a lot of people love the term defund the police for exactly that reason, because fuck the police.
Right, but
since 2014, when they really started tracking, you know, the number of fatal shootings by officers, any race, any gender, it's been the same amount every year. It's been about 1,000 every single year. So nothing has changed.
There have been less unarmed black people killed. 2015, I think the number is 38 versus 10 in 2019. I mean, they have done better. I don't know why. I mean, it's probably just luck, but to be honest.
About 1,000 people have been killed and shot by police every year.
But a lot of those people are armed, and a lot of those people are, I mean, there many, many, many of those are not in any doubt whatsoever.
I just have to agree that shit's fucked up.
This shit is fucked up. And you know, today I saw this story where 4 Southfield first responders are suing because, you know, this person had died and came back to life.
Uh-huh.
Well, they're saying, we did everything we're supposed to do. We were suspended immediately because it was like, oh my God, these fucking first responders again. And so what happened? They suspended them. What's the matter?
Sorry.
Did I scare you?
True. Shit, I love burp.
Oh, yeah. You burped. Did my yelling make you burp? I'm sorry if
it
did.
It was just so...
Anyway,
unladylike, sorry.
Anyway, they were suspended, and it was not done through the normal channels. And not only that, I can't find it. It was in front of me earlier. They said that they did not get their due process, and there were a number of people supporting them saying, no, they did not. It was a kind of a knee-jerk thing because people were livid because this girl was not dead. And by the way, since that time, they've determined that this may be a case of, and I don't know what the name of it is, where people are dead and then they aren't dead, and then they are dead and then they aren't dead.
Lazarus syndrome.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
which is quite rare. So you know, I just wish people had a little more sympathy for some of these people who are, you know, I don't think people go into the business of being working with an ambulance crew or what do you call them?
EMTs.
Yeah, EMTs. I don't think they go into that because they want to fuck with people. I think they generally are people that want to help people,
and they're grossly underpaid as well.
And most police are the same way. They like the job. They want to do the job. Police detectives
are grossly underpaid.
Yeah. So you know, we expect this absolute perfection from them, and these guys make. And same thing with teachers. Look at what teachers make.
I don't think we expect them.
Oh, he's fucking teacher.
I don't think we expect them to be perfect, but. I think a lot of people want certain situations to be done a lot differently.
And that kind of goes to the people making the laws in the country. And some of these people
all of it.
Only make decisions whether, you know, they've got money in their wallet from one organization or another.
Well, it's all of it.
Exactly.
And on one end, you have everybody that just says everything's fucked up and it all needs to be torn down. And then on the other end, you have everything's perfectly fine. Stop fucking whining and complaining. And nobody ever wants to meet in the middle and say, maybe we should look at all of this.
I don't think many people think everything is perfectly fine, but
there are a lot of people that do.
Ferguson was 6 years ago. What has been done?
That was my point. It's the same number of people that have been killed by police on duty. Nothing changes.
Well, you know, I don't know how, you know, it's hard to say how much that number, the number that people are focusing on constantly is unarmed black people killed by police. And that number has gotten better. I don't know what that means. That could be pure luck. Or it could be people going, holy fuck, that Ferguson thing. I got to be careful. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? I mean, why would 38 unarmed people be shot in 2015 and 10 in 2019? I don't know.
Maybe it's not all about being shot and killed. Maybe it's being, you know, locked up, arrested multiple times. Other things that happen as well.
I guess and, you safe know, to say there's a lot of variables.
The Jacob Blake thing, by the way, he will not be one of them because he's not dead.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of crazy things about these numbers and the way they're parsed. And, you know, and I was pissed, by the way, when I read about the fact that he had, first of all, what he did. Second of all, and then Jacob Blake speaks. Oh, let's all hear what important things Jacob Blake has to say. And you read about what the fuck he did. And you read about him waving a gun in a bar in 2015 and taking off before the cops get there. And then getting in a fight with the police when they pull him over. And they said it was an extremely combative. Well, he fought with two cops this time and got away. I mean, he almost got, well, he would have gotten in the car. So, I mean, it's just fucking, it's just messy.
Yeah.
It's, everything sucks.
Well, I'd rather just leave it see people sucks. Like him have his day in court and be locked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, if nothing happens to the police, that's great. But, you know, I think if you balance things too far in the other direction, you're going to have police getting hurt. I don't think, you know, sure. I don't think that's what we want. I don't know what he was going to do, honestly. And I heard he had a knife now, and then I hear he didn't have a knife. And
well, what kind of knife?
He had a knife the whole time. Why did that cop wait so long to shoot him?
What?
I don't know. Again, you know, I really believe in what Trump said, and I'm not someone who likes to quote Trump all the time by any means, because I don't think Trump is as great. The people driving those giant muscle trucks with the big American flags and the MAGA flag, like, he's not that great, okay? And the other people, you know, who think he's the worst person in the world, he's not that bad either. I don't know what he is, but when he talked about how...
That's right.
I think that a lot of those guys choke. I think they do. I think some of them just fucking choke.
This whole new thing with Woodward is getting really interesting because now Woodward's getting shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, Dr. Fauci was on CNN for a long time today. And, of course, the main thing they wanted to know was, so Trump knew it was and Fauci really did not help Woodward today because Fauci said that he did not say what he was alleged to have said, and he said, you have to ask the others, because they said Dr. Fauci and others, and I'm not going to lay claim to that. And he also said that he didn't think Trump said anything that was...
Yeah, but there's audio tape this time, right? Or is it cellophone?
You know, honestly, I don't think he has audio tape of Dr. Fauci,
He wanted to downplay it because he didn't want to cause a panic.
It could be Adobe cellophone.
It's ludicrous.
Is the audio of Dr. Fauci...
No, Trump.
You haven't heard the Trump
this is
audio?
This is what Fauci said, though. Fauci said that Trump knew how serious it was and that he felt that he was trying not to create a panic or something like that.
Oh,
but,
I see.
But Fauci did not agree with what he was quoted as saying in the book.
Oh, about him not paying attention?
His attention span being minus something?
Yeah, minus one was the quote, I think.
But he did say, you know, ask the others. And I don't know. He might have been Fauci might have not wanted to live up to his quote. He might want to just... You know, said Dr. Fauci and others. Well, why don't you ask the others?
Fauci at one point tells others the president, quote, is on a separate channel and unfocused in meetings with, quote, rudderless leadership, according to Woodward. The other quote is his attention span is like minus number. His sole purpose is to get reelected. There's a lot of bad Jared stuff in here. But you know what? I was telling Trudy this before, and I think
I don't think Woodward's going to write a book that tells people that Trump is the greatest guy. And I mean, I don't think it's always going to sell books. That doesn't mean what he's printing is not true. But honestly, today, as I sat in front of the TV.
Did you see his presser today?
Trump's?
Yeah.
I did not.
It was interesting.
He gave
a presser where he talked about who he would nominate to be on the Supreme Court, which, fine, whatever, it's a election thing. And then he opens the floor up to questions. And, of course, the first question is about, hey, you said February 7th, you told Woodward, you know, that this thing is deadly, it's worse than the flu, and I'm intentionally going to downplay it. And then, you know, so they ask the question, and he keeps talking about, well, I don't want to, you know, leadership is not putting people into a panic, blah, blah, blah. And he goes on, and he talks and explains it, and then he's like, see you later.
Yeah, no more questions.
Any follow-up.
Are you more than 7 inches?
it was quite
I wonder what
weird.
He would have said if that would have come up.
Well, of course he is. Believe him. But it's really interesting because the other story is that the White House was totally surprised this got leaked today. They were preparing for it to be leaked on Monday.
What story?
Wait, they scheduled leaks?
Woodward, the Woodward thing.
Because the book comes out Tuesday. They thought it was going to be
the whole day.
Story?
The whole day was Trump did this, Trump did that, Trump did this, Trump did that, because E. Jean Carroll's case is now being taken by the Justice Department because Trump denied it while he was president.
Weird.
And they want Trump to give DNA because she thinks...
As a dress.
There apparently is DNA on this dress from 1988.
Gross.
I mean, it doesn't become inert or turn into dust by then?
I don't know. I mean,
technical question.
It could be so many people's DNA. I mean, dress that she wore. I don't know how many times she wore the dress.
Why don't you brush up against people's wieners all the time?
Well, yeah, I mean, it could be DNA. There could be DNA from a lot of things. I mean,
yeah,
somebody put
semen.
Her paws on her for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's an interesting character because she says this thing happened in Bergdorf's, I think it was about 30 years ago.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. So
they're doing this story, and it started with George Stephanopoulos this morning, who was appalled because the taxpayers are going to be paying for Trump's defense, which is true. And then it goes on to CNN, and I saw two different people railing against the government. Is taxpayers are going to have to pay for his defense, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they kept playing this clip where his basic defense was, she's not my type.
She would not be my first choice. Yeah. The famous quote.
She's not my type. And, you know, who fucking knows? But, I mean, this is like,
she would not be my first choice.
When you watch news, all day, this is the fucking circus that's going on. It's like, and Biden talked in Michigan today in Warren.
Did you watch it?
I watched some of it.
It was really interesting. It
was not interesting to me.
Well, no, I mean,
I'm never interested in a politician talking, but
saying it's interesting from the fact, number one, he threw out a lot of numbers and facts. I'm sitting there watching going, nobody's going to care about this. This is just going to, these aren't stories people care about. These are numbers and facts. But then he sounded very, it's almost like Trump is so far that way that Biden was moving, at least for manufacturing, because he's talking about...
Oh, he's talking about Made in America. And he's talking about
how our trade deficit is the worst it's ever been. There were some very Republican talking points in there. I was kind of surprised by it.
Huh. And tomorrow we'll see Trump in Freeland. He's going to be flying right next to my old place in Freeland.
The governor is very upset about it because she doesn't think he'll wear a mask, and she thinks there will be other people there that won't have a mask.
Well, then she'll let us go bowling soon.
A live correspondent because he wants to go check out Air Force One. He just wants to see that fly into Little Freeland Airport.
Who does?
Oh, that might be
I have a buddy who lives up in that area. He might be our correspondent if we need one. A live correspondent.
All right, we'll have to table that later. Sure, I'm reading that yet.
I want to hear from one of Brandon's bright buddies.
I do want to hear about Air Force One. I mean that's got to be a tiny airport, right?
Yeah. It's not that big. I mean,
I just can't picture Air Force One dropping in there.
I never heard anything come in.
Hey, you never guessed why?
What Clark say?
Why Woodward was getting shit today?
Why?
Oh, I thought it was because of what Fauci said, but I don't know. I didn't hear that.
He's getting shit because you knew this back on February 7th, and you didn't notify the world.
He's capitalizing on a book like Bolton.
It's not his fucking job or duty to do that, you idiots.
Well, that's what Biden was getting shit for, because Biden went on and on. This is his press conference last week when he talked for a long time. And I thought he did okay, honestly. Now, there's some guy who's writing a book, and I guarantee you won't hear about this book as much as you hear about the Woodward book. He says that he's the White House photographer. He worked at the White House when Biden was there. And I'm trying to remember if it was the chef or the photographer or something. Anyway, he said that...
Oh, yeah, I saw that story.
Biden is mentally not... He does not have the acuity that he had when he was vice president.
I saw Trump had a tweet that plagiarized Joe Rogan, too.
Joe Rogan?
Well, he retweeted a clip of Rogan talking about how Biden's like a dying battery in a flashlight and you're going into the woods and I don't know if I want to take
that's
that
right.
So Trump retweeted that, and then today he said that Biden's like a dying battery.
Oh, these
what
two,
the fuck
honest
is
to God,
going on in this world.
The both of them, if you listen to Biden
awful.
And Trump, they would have you believe that no matter who is elected, Armageddon is not far away, because the country will collapse if Biden is elected, and the country will collapse if Trump is elected. So it's a pretty dire election, I guess. But anyway, what I was going to say was last week, when similar to Robert Woodward. Mm-hmm. Biden was just about to leave, and the guy goes, I'll take one more. And that was when the guy said, you knew that the coronavirus was very serious because you talked to Trump, and you had rallies in March.
Yeah.
Because he had open-air rallies with lots of people jammed in. I don't remember where they were, but he did, and he did not answer the question.
They're both wrong.
So, whatever. Wow.
All right,
get us out of here.
I'm starting to think we are fucked.
I expect we'll still be here somehow.
We'll be fine. Right, Trudy? That's what I was telling you about.
A vaccine would help.
Yeah.
That would make things a lot better.
Well, that AstraZeneca story was a little overblown, too.
What story? Oh, the vaccine?
That they're halting their trial.
They're going to get back at it, though. They said they would.
They're being super, super cautious because of all the everyone freaking out about them rushing something. So now
the nine companies have all promised and pledged to be safe.
And that's this is part of that.
Isn't that kind of their job one, man?
Yeah, of course it is. You know,
they want a cookie.
I'm really not sure why this came about because, of course, they're hurrying.
Right.
And, of course, they can go faster than they normally go because normally it's not that urgent. But it's urgent for the whole world now.
Well, it's hard to make a vaccine for a virus. Still don't have one for AIDS.
Yeah, it's very hard. And... But that, doesn't mean they're going to abandon all their principles and go, wait, check this out. A couple rats, it seems we're here. Whole country, take it.
No, of course not. Oh, and it's a new technology that allows them to go fast.
Kamala Harris, have you believed that? Trump's promoting it. She won't take it.
Oh, God damn it.
I know. We are fucked. Okay, we're fucked. But we'll have a show tomorrow.
Yeah.
So there. Hopefully there's no more Righteous Rick.
Oh, I hope there is. It's been the best thing of the week.
Yeah.
I hope he didn't hear me say that,
though. I'm wondering if he's really only been banned from Twitter once. Find that hard to believe. All right, we'll see.
Social media and Twitter is what's destroying this country anyway.
Hey, you want me to beat your dick off? I'll beat your dick off with both hands. What's up? Let's go.